anywhere. Radio app. Free from the App Store and Google Play.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 8 o'clock. This is Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're about to bring you all the information for local Randwick Community Race Day. The gates opening for members at 10.15 and for the general public at 10.30. Just before we move on, though, it's the hottest tourist destination on the planet, and it just happens to host one of the world's greatest horse racing events. I'm talking about the Land of the Rising Sun and the Japan Cup. It leaves Friday, November 2 with Ambassador Travel. You'll tour the city of Tokyo and be dazzled by the class of the old and the new cultures. Next up, your trackside, all amongst that 200,000 people to witness the Japan Cup. And then you jump on the famous bullet train, whiz past Mount Fuji, and you're of course in the heart of Japan, Kyoto. In between, you can shop, simply marvel at the Asian delights, or even better, extend in Hong Kong International Week as well. Call Ambassador Travel now, 1-800-777-989, or log on to ambassadortravel.com.au. Let's go to our chief steward today for Randwick, and we're joined by Philip Beamwell. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. It's always a big one, this one, in the middle of winter, Randwick Local Community Day.
Yeah, it is, Andrew. I understand we've had about 30 mils since Thursday and only 3 mils overnight, so the track won't certainly be bottomless, and Navesh Randhani advises me that the sun should appear later today, so let's hope it is a good day for the ATC.
Yeah, let's hope so. That rain on Thursday night, we got a bit more than what we expected there. All right, what have you found for us?
In the fourth event, Sweet Victory raced wide without cover throughout. It started favourite last time at Rose Hill, went backing up and weakened after racing without cover. Drawn well in a race today without much speed on paper, and can settle closer here and enjoy a better run in transit. In the sixth race, top prospect near the 1,200 metres was Easeman Titan for room. He finished off well that day in an on-pace dominated race, first up over a mile, and the gelding's wet form is sound. In the seventh event, Invictus Salute travelled wide and without cover for the majority of the event. And, the trainer, Mark Newham, confirmed the instructions were to ride the horse conservatively from the wide gate to ensure that it gained cover. Look, it's probably fair to say to settle further back than anticipated, but was set a task to run down the leader and winner, similarly drawn wide today in a race with good tempo. Also on the seventh Deity at its last start, the rider was questioned in relation to his vigour over the final furlong. The filly was resuming that day and finished the race off well, and she has won second up before. And finally, in the ninth event, Aim for Perfection began only fairly, and despite being pressured, failed to muster speed and shifted behind runners in the early stages. We got well back. It didn't have the best of runs last time, a short price favourite, but it's probably fair to say that the filly was looking for further now and gets both the 1,400 metres and drawn well at gate two. That's about a wrap for the sights, Andrew.
Good on you, Phil. I hope it's a nice day out there. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Philip Dingwell there, chairing the meeting for Racing New South Wales stewards out at Randwick. Ray Thomas, of course, is with us, but Brad Gray. Simon Dinopoulos off for the next few weeks, and Brad Gray has bounced into us from Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Happy to be part of the team.
Fantastic, mate. How's your confidence, given we're on a heavy nine?
Yeah, I've been scrambling away trying to fix up these numbers because we've had a couple of key scratchings, particularly a couple of speed maps, which have really been impacted. But confidence-wise, not too bad. It's a tricky meeting, but I think there are a couple there that look to have found the right race.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Your overview, Ray, we've done the interviews, mate, but along the way I haven't really got to ask you about many of them. Obviously, Sir Elton's the one that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, I sort of tend to agree with what Brad just said. There's a couple there that I think are really well placed today and on paper look hard to beat, but we're playing with a heavy track. We saw last week it can produce some interesting results, so I hope we're around the money today.
Okay, Glenn Munsey will join us in just a tick from TAB. He's there now. Glenn, good morning to you, and the boys at TAB in George Street will be reshuffling a few of these markets.
Yes, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Brad. I tell you what, the red pen's got to work out as per usual on rain-affected tracks. They're busily just rearranging a few of these markets, closing the original markets we had, and now reducing them to, less than eight runner markets. So if you've bet into those races on Wednesday, Thursday, or yesterday, or even up to this morning, and, for example, the first race, which started with eight runners and now has only six, if you bet into those markets early, you'll still be paid 1, 2, 3 for your investments there if you've bet on the place. But there are new markets being framed for a couple of races there, in particular races 1 and 4, and they are now less than eight runners. So if you bet into those markets as of now, which are fresh markets, there'll be only two placings paid for less than eight runners. So that will be the situation there. I don't know whether I didn't tune in as early as normal, Andrew, this morning, but sad to hear of the passing of a legend of British racing, really, wasn't it? John McCririck.
Yes.
Last night. He was sort of the first bloke I latched onto watching. We didn't see a great deal of British racing, you know, back 20-odd years ago, but he was the figurehead, and he was very, very prominent in the coverage of British racing, and you said to yourself, oh, my God, fancy this bloke getting a start on television. I've got a hope now, haven't I?
Oh, yeah. No, he was the one, just for listeners and viewers, he was the one that robbed the TV director of. This is a TV thing, but he used to do the old, cross your hands, do your...
tic-tacking, that was called, Andrew.
Yeah, tic-tacking, the old SP, but he couldn't help himself. When he was doing it, he'd be just talking, he'd start doing it right.
And he had a cigar permanently in his hand, and OH&S, he just had that cigar lit up at track work, in the press room at Royal Ascot, everywhere. It didn't matter, he didn't care what people thought him. And
no one was game enough to have a crack at him, right?
But he was compelling to listen, as Glenn said, he was compelling viewing, wasn't he, because he knew his topic, he knew his horses. he didn't mind being controversial, and he lived a very full life, passed away at 79, but certainly a wonderful character who's definitely left his legacy on British racing, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so let's get cracking here, because we've got nine races, and we've got plenty to get through, Munns. We can't be held up by any discussion about anything extra this morning. Very tight and slick program, please.
Yeah, and if I get to Randwick to start the 9.30 preview for Sky Thoroughbred Central, the finish of Chautauqua and Winx winning the Theo Mark Stakes would look like they were crawling to the line in about 17 seconds.
Open up all roads, police. You need the police guidance right through.
I need the helicopter, Andrew. I need the helicopter.
Yes, you do. Righto, let's have a look at the first here at 11.30.
Yeah, this is the ATC Handicap, a two-year-old event over 1,300 metres today. We start with Roman Wolf, who's a $6 chance. Rule the World, $2.40 and favourite. True Detective came out this morning, so the deduction there is 26 cents and nothing the place. Then we go to Betcha Flying at $7.50. Frosty Rocks is a $3.20 chance. Satin Socks came out this morning. The deduction there, 7 cents a win and nothing the place. Then we go to Siesta Key is an $8 chance. And Strange Charm at $17. Well, not much point looking at that market. They opened 10 minutes ago. We'll go back to the original market here. And it was Rule the World was just under half the investment on the race there. The two scratchings were second and third picks at that stage, True Detective and Satin Socks, and Frosty Rocks was fourth pick. So at the moment, it's Rule the World, Frosty Rocks, and a long way to the rest.
With True Detective coming out, Brad, did it change the speed, or were there other leaders here?
Yeah, not too much, guys. You've got Rule the World and Strange Charm drawing the widest gates, albeit in a small field. I imagine they're your two leaders. Rule the World will roll across to the front. Strange Charm sits on its outside. Then you've got Roman Wolf punching up from the inside draw to probably tuck in, just one in, one back. But I think they'll go along at an average clip here, but Rule the World certainly gets his chance on speed here, right?
Yeah, it was interesting, Brad. We had Timmy Clark on earlier, and he did say he doesn't necessarily have to lead on Rule the World. He'll jump, put himself there. If Roman Wolf wants to kick up on the inside or something else goes mad up front, he's happy to take the sit, which he's done well in track work. But look, with the scratching of True Detective, it's hard to get away from the two Rule the World, isn't it? He was pretty impressive on debut at Canterbury. What was the most striking part was how good he was through the line at the end of 1,100 metres. A good strong win on debut. Exceed the Stars, chased all the way, just wasn't good enough. He's come out and won at the midweeks at Canterbury, albeit luckily when Mandela ran off the track during the week. But the form around the Rule of the World is there. If anything, getting out to 1,300 metres is going to suit him. That win was on a soft 7. He got through it well that day, so he should handle the heavy 9. As I said, it's hard to get away from two Rule the World. The one, Roman Wolf, he did lead at the Kenzo last on a heavy 10. That was over 11.50. He led for a long way. Luciacello unleashed from the back and went straight past him late, but it was a solid win. So if he can perhaps lead and get control, he might take some running down, but I think Rule the World will keep the pressure on him all the way. Brad, I'll be interested in your thoughts, because I thought the 7 Siesta Key was really impressive on debut at Coffs Harbour. It was a 1,000-metre maiden against older horses. Is this so you think filly took a while to balance up in the straight, but when she did, she powered through the line to win by a widening half-length margin, and getting out to 1,300 metres second up, she'll really enjoy that trip. Whether she can get through the track conditions is the key, but she looks a promising type. And I thought Betcha Flying was hard to knock her last start win at Canterbury on a soft 7. She also hit the line strongly. But with the scratching of True Detective, 2 Rule the World looks very hard to beat now in the opener. 2, 1, 7, and 4, Brad.
Yeah, Siesta Key, I've got it in numbers as well, Ray. You're right, 1,000 metres, you don't see So You Thinks win over 1,000 metres very often. Looks suited out and trip, and I've got it in for 4th. But I've got Rule the World on top as well. I do like the way he won there. There's a little bit of substance to his work on the clock. He had to work early. I love the way he gave his rivals the slip there from the 4 to the 2, and then Tim Clark was pretty soft on him that last 200 metres. 1,300 metres looks ideal. I think he will cruise across and control this race from the front. As we know, it's been well documented that the stable are plotting a path towards the spring staying features, as they did with Thinking Big at the same time last year. So I think he's the type of horse that will pay to keep following him. Frosty Rocks comes out of that same race, and he was the first horse under pressure in that particular event, but he was the strongest home. His last 200 metres was particularly good. He can't afford to hit that same flat spot again, but the tempo of a 1,300 metre race will certainly suit. Roman Wolf, next best, no problems in the wet track, and he'll make his own luck somewhere on the speed. And then, as we touched on, Siesta Key goes in for 4th, so 2, 5, 1, and 7.
Darren Flindell calls today, and he's been left with 3 numbers here in the first at this stage with a couple of scratchings. So 5 on top, Frosty Rocks for Bjorn Baker to be 2 and 1. 5, 2, and 1, and Betcha Flying is the other one that he wants to put in. 5, 2, 1, and 4 for Darren in race 1. Race 2, Glenn, this has changed a little bit in the last 24 hours as well.
Yes, and today's Tab Highway we're talking about, which is a Class 3 event today, over 1,000 metres, and we'll start with a scratching in I Am Capitan, who you spoke to Dean Murphin when you're in Bathurst, Andrew, and just a little problem that he couldn't take part today. 12 foot cents abscess. A win. Yeah, foot abscess, was it? Yeah, 12 cents yeah. A win and 11 cents a place when he was taken out yesterday. So Sid's Footprints is the toppy now at $2.70 and favourite. Acquittal out this morning for Danny Williams, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place there. Logan River is a $9 chance. Siege Warfare at $6. Toots, she's at $6.50. Alcatran is a $13 pop. Nevada Dane at $5.50. San Marcos at 12. Polar Stars at 26. Pisa My Heart at 14. And Caccini is a $26 chance. Well, it's all about Siege Warfare here. Of course, well spoken about on Formline on Thursday night. All of the boys wanted to be on Siege Warfare. They were disappointed they missed the 26. Was 13 come Thursday, $8.50 on Thursday night. Was $7.50 last night before the scratchings. Was made a $6 chance, maybe even longer, $6.50 actually this morning. Already today, $6.50 into 6. And it, well, panels the rest. Sid's Footprint, second pick, and then San Marco.
And Brad, how's the pace in today's highway?
Yeah, I think they're gonna hum along here, as we often see, 1,000-metre highways. Plenty of pressure. Alcatran punches up. Toots is a fast horse. Then you've got the likes of Polar Star. Sid's Footprint is naturally very quick, and Piece of My Heart from the wide draw. So where they all fit in, I think Alcatran holds the front, and the rest just shuffle in behind. But they're going to hum along here, eh?
Yeah, agree, Brad. Look, I'm with the 6, Toots here. I just thought she was good value. She's into $6.50 now, so that's encouraging. There's been some support for her. two runs back. She a much improved run last spread over 1,200 metres in a high way. She was up on speed where she will be again today, and she was still in the contest until well into the straight. She tied late to run sixth, the Gumshoe, but after those two runs, she's much fitter, as Danny Williams said to us earlier on air. She goes back to 1,000 metres, which I've got no issue with her, given it's a wet track condition, and her three wins have been on soft and heavy. Here she is third up, 650. A couple of queries about the other runners in the conditions. That's the reason I'm leaning towards Toots to get the job done. Very wary of the two Sid's footprints. He's potentially the best horse out of this race. He's won three of his five starts. In his three wins, he's run fast time. He's never struck a wet track, though. That's the only query I have. In the right stable, though, Brett Kavanagh, and he is a young sprinter with a load of ability. The five Siege Warfare, as Glenn mentioned, the boys were very keen on him on form line on Thursday night, and with good reason. He comes out of that Sir Elton race where he was making good ground late, running third in fast time. He won't be too far away here. He's got heavy track form as well. And San Marco, look, I'm taking on trust he can bring his wet track form, dry track form to today's heavy track, because his last two wins back in March when he resumed at Coffs Harbour first up late last month, he's got a barnstorming finishing burst, this horse. It's just whether he can produce that on a heavy track, but certainly comes to Randwick in great form. I like six Toots at the odds here, Brad. 6, 2, 5, and 9 in the Tab Highway.
Yeah, I'm going to join the Siege Warfare chorus. I think he's the horse to beat here. He's had a couple of runs now for Todd Howlett, but I like what we've seen. Of course, formerly trained in Victoria. Last start was very, very strong, and it's been well documented that form behind Sir Elton and Lashes looks very good. You throw either of those into a race like this and you'd be lining up to take any price. He's got solid wet track form, one on a heavy deck there at Cranbourne one day, and I think this race sets up particularly well for him with that speed. He'll just cuddle him behind and come down the outside with a rush. He's the horse to beat, and I wouldn't be surprised if he trims up a little bit further. 8 Nevada Dane. Tackwood Highway is his last two, but I know the form guard doesn't suggest they've been particularly strong efforts, but being better than the finishing position suggests, he was posted wide on both occasions. I think he'll get a much kinder run this week, handles the wet, rock-hard fit. The 4 Logan River strips fitter from first up at Canberra, and then I've thrown in 2 Sid's Footprints. Very fast horse, but hasn't seen anything other than a good track, but we know he's pretty talented animal, so he goes into the mix too. That's 5, 8, 4, 4 and 2.
5, 8, 4 and 2 for Brad. Darren Flindell likes Sid's Footprints number 2 to beat 5, 3 and 7. 2, 5, 3 and 7. And I just had a look, Glenn. A couple of these horses are in the Kosciuszko market.
Well, the situation with the Kosciuszko is, Andrew, we've got to basically, you know, bring the horses into the market that we think could potentially, you know, be on people's radars, because the Kosciuszko is a unique situation there where the sweepstake owners, the winners of the sweepstakes, when you buy your $5 tickets, and your $5 tickets are now available in TAB agencies and via the TAB app, of course, you buy your $5 ticket, you buy as many as you like, your name is drawn as one of the 14, well, basic slot owners or what the like, and then you do the negotiations on whatever horse you think you would like to have running for you in the Kosciuszko. So we're going to get as many country horses, country-trained horses out there as we possibly can. And, of course, we had the news during the week that Canberra-trained horses are now available to run in the Kosciuszko. So we had a little bit of a push later in the week to just to spark people's interest in some Canberra-trained horses. And, of course, Fel Swoop, he's probably the... Well, he's going to be the poster boy, realistically, for the Canberra-trained runners. He's already run in a TAB Everest, and he'd be the ideal horse to be running in a Kosciuszko. We've got notation for Matty Dale that's running around today. There's another, you know, potential horse there. Danny Williams has been very bullish in the fact he was out there pushing the barrow of She Knows. And to get these horses out there. So when you see your TAB Highway runners, but you also got to see your open class. You know, you'll see the Ramorny next Thursday, which provided Bell Fly last year that won the Kosciuszko. Yep. Care to think potentially to resume in the Ramorny next week. So these are the sort of horses that we've got to have out there to put into the public's mind that can run in the Kosciuszko later this year.
For sure, and that pre-nom market available through the TAB app as well as those Kosciuszko tickets. Let's move to race 3. Glenn, Rare Episode came out this morning.
Yes, and the deduction for Rare Episode, we'll do that straight off the top for you, Andrew, as I go to that race now. Rear Episode, who was a $17 chance last night, and the deduction taken there will be 4 cents the win and 4 cents the play. So the third, well, speaking of the Everest, it's the Everest Carnival Handicap, and all those hospitality options and the like are now available, and you can purchase your tickets for the Everest. I think you get a discount if you go this far ahead, on the general admission, that is. And this is a benchmark 70 over 1,100 metres, where we have Deodoro here is an $11 chance. Rare Episode out, as I said, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. The Enzo, back as a gelding today. Mark Newnham's already commented on him this morning. It's a $17 chance. Embracer at $3.10. Sky Ray is a $17 chance. Bare Naked Lady at $7.50. She has blinkers on today. Quick Nicks at $31. And Sir Elton, with the blinkers off today, $1.95 and favourite. And Gimme Shelter, the bottom one, is a $23 chance. Well, he's got the boom on him, Sir Elton. He comes to town. He's Huey Bowman's welcome ride back into the Sydney riding ranks. He's the most popular runner here over in Bracer. Sir Elton, they actually went up $2.80 each of two on Wednesday. Sir Elton was into as short as 185. He's out to 195. Embracer, who went up 280, got to 340, was into 290, and is back to 310. And a sprinkling of money for Deodoro, the top one.
Okay, pace.
Yeah, it's taken a little bit of a hit here with a Rare Episode. Pretty key scratching this one. It probably gives Sir Elton a little bit of an easier task in terms of getting in. Embracer won't be giving away the inside. And then Quick Nick is a horse that tends to do its best. Certainly its last couple of wins have been from the front. So I imagine that it holds some kind of position from three. But Sir Elton might be forced to take a trail here, but as we heard from Adam Duggan, maybe that's not such a bad thing here, Ray.
Exactly, Brad, and we also heard from Adam he's really confident about Sir Elton handling the heavy nine track conditions. That's the only real query in my mind. Of course, his two wins, which have been so impressive, have been on a good track and then on a soft five. He's run the time. He looks a real talent. The blinkers going off. Adam Duggan believes he'll be even better with those blinkers off. Hugh Bowman goes on. Look, it's often a big jump going from provincials into Sydney Saturday class, but it's been a long time since we've seen a young sprinter with as much obvious ability as Sir Elton. He should be winning this. I've got him clearly on top. Four, Embracer, and the six, Bare Naked Lady. Not much between either. Embracer was beaten by Bare Naked Lady two starts back at Warwick Farm. They ran second and third behind Jack's Bar, but he came out and was good, strong and tough, winning at Canterbury last start. Bare Naked Lady, the blinker's going on, an important gear change. She's racing well. And Deodoro, I know it's been a while, Brad, since he's shown any worthwhile form, but he does strike a heavy track, which he enjoys, and he's back to Ramwick, which he also excels at. So I wouldn't be surprised see Deodoro on a much improved race. He wasn't beaten all that far behind Southern Lad running fifth last start. But the eight, Sir Elton, really looking forward to seeing what he does this afternoon at Ramwick. A very promising young horse. 8, 4, 6, and 1 in the third.
Yeah, the knock on Sir Elton for me originally was where he was going to end up from the draw, because I had Rare Episode leading and Bracer kicking up, and I thought maybe Wide and Working would be a really tough predicament. So I had Bare Naked Lady on top. I'm still going to go that way. But the confidence has taken a little bit of a hit, because I think he's going to get a nice tag into the race now. Bare Naked Lady, I'm surprised there's such a discrepancy between this horse and Embracer. Beat the horse fair and square there at Warwick Farm last start, and with considerably longer odds. She meets him better at the weights, and I do love the blinkers going on here. We've seen the shades go on once before. That was at her second ever start, and she reacted brilliantly, albeit a maiden grade. But I think it's maybe that gear change that you need just to coax that extra length and a half out of her, which will turn this run of placings into a win. I think this race sets up lovely for her. She'll just stalk the leaders here, Embracer and Sir Elton might be the two really fighting it out with each other, and lo and behold, Bare Naked Lady comes down the outside and just pips them on the post. So at the odds, happy to go that way. Sir Elton, as we know, a very talented animal, no doubt about that. The times suggest he's a beauty. He will measure up in town. A little bit of a query on the wet track, but certainly do take plenty of notice in Adam Duggan suggesting that it's worked quite well on the wet ground before. I have got Deodoro in the mix as well here, Ray. I've got him for fourth, a wet tracker, working its way back into some kind of fitness. I think third up, certainly somewhere in the mix. So 6, 8, 4, and 1 for me.
Darren Flindell goes Sir Elton number 8 to beat 4, 5, and 6. 8, 4, 5, and 6 for Darren in race 3. Back to look at the next few races in a moment. This is Racing HQ, Sky Sports Radio, and Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Dynamics indications, Gay and Adrian present a colt by exciting new sire, Exosphere, Lonro's Group 1 winning champion. Speed, power, glory. He was the best of his generation, winning five, including the Golden Rose. Jerry Harvey bred and sold this Magic Millions colt, then purchased 25% to own and race with Dynamic Owners. Join our Jerry Harvey, Gay and Adrian team at $9,670 per share. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Does your small business need new equipment, another renovation, a little more stock, or even some extra staff? A business loan could help. Look no further than OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 small businesses worldwide and have already lent over $10 billion globally. So for a loan to grow your business with money in your account as fast as the next business day, visit ondeck.com.au now. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-5 at Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 6 and 7. Who are you backing? Tab.
Includes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Meet Tom. Tom owns a building company. Business is good, but he doesn't have the budget or the time for remedial management. Then, Tom found Cat Checkpoint, a remedial management system for builders and their subcontractors. With Cat Checkpoint, Tom's team can easily do inspections with minimal or no typing, monitor progress from the comfort of their desks, eliminate dots and endless lists, view subcontractor performance stats, and more, all for an affordable price.
Visit catcloud.biz for details.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, it is Racing HQ, and don't forget those bonus bet offers today. The first five races at Randwick and Flemington, if your horse runs second or third, that bonus bet of up to $50. And if you're in a venue, it's races 6 and 7 as well. So be a part of the bonus bet offers. They're all around on each of the codes today for Harness and Greyhounds as well. So go to Tab, check it all out, all the offers that you've got over the next few days. Righto, let's move to the first leg of the Big Six now. Glenn, we're looking at a 100,000 pool today, kicking off with race 4.
Well, Andrew, I thought you would be right into this race because it's the Nathan's Famous Handicap, of course, named in honour of Nathan's Famous hot dogs. And they had the big hot dog eating championships at Coney Island. It's been going since 1916. And Joey Jaws Chestnut won it for the 12th time. He's won 4 straight. He only lost back in 2015, Andrew. He'd managed to demolish 71 hot dogs in 10 minutes. And the runner-up had 48. And you've got to leave them on the buns. It's not just the Frankfurt. You've got to go the buns as well.
Yeah, no, look, it's all right. It's all right to have a hot dog, but fair to you, even I turn away when they're doing that. You can't be doing it. It's really...
He's built like me, Andrew. Where does he fit at all? Seriously?
I don't know, but he's denigrating the hot dog. I mean, the poor old hot dog, he's just being demolished. All the things that have gone into making that hot dog, it's all gone. Now, you've got to really just enjoy your Nathan hot dog today. Just take one, go back and have a second one later.
Yeah, but does that mean I could try and demolish 71 in between races? Because I'd manage to find 10 minutes off there. Yeah. You know the first title he won was actually an asparagus, I think, eating contest, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah. You would be bursting from the seams if you had 71. Fair dinkum, I'd like to see that. Come on, please, let's have a look at the market here.
You don't want to be running short of time. I know that, Andrew. Right. So the Nathan's Famous here, the 1,600-metre event, benchmark 78. Race number 4 on the card, and we've got Master Shahood, who was a scratching this morning, 5 cents a winner, nothing the place. Monsieur Sisu is not the favourite in this race here. He's a $2.80 chance. Attention Run is at $11, Costello at $11, Sweet Victory, the $2.60 favourite. Inter Rio, the scratching, 8 cents a winner, nothing the place. I'm Pretty Strong is a $6 chance. De Crew is at $7. Celeste out, 10 cents a win and nothing the place. Spectre ran yesterday at Nowra out, 5 cents a win and nothing the place. Going back to the old market again here, Monsieur Sisu was easily the best supported runner, and the second pick was De Crew, who was as much as 26 into 15 into 8.50 before the majority of scratchings.
And yeah, pace here, Brad?
Yeah, I think this is the map horse of the day. It's a very, very slow speed with Monsieur Cisso. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a change of tactics from one of these runners to maybe mix it up a bit. So certainly keep an eye on the Racing New South Wales Stewards Twitter account. But Monsieur Cisso looks to get complete control. Sweet victory. Might be able to posse up a little bit closer here, Ray.
Yeah, agree, Brad. And even if something did want to take on Monsieur Cisso, he can take the seat either either. He just seems to get everything in his favour today. His three runs back have been good. He was solid last start over the Randwick Mile, running third to Commander and Tory Joy. Tory Joy has come out and won since. He's fourth up today. Twice he's won fourth up previously, Brad. Once was over 15.50 at Canterbury. The other time was over the mile at Warwick Farm. Both times on a heavy track. Here he is in a race where he should be able to dictate terms in front. Number two, Monsieur Cisso, the horse to beat for mine. The danger, obviously, sweet victory. Look, you've just got to forgive her last start failure in the Commander Tory Joy race where Monsieur Cisso was third. She drew wide that day, was never on the track. Today she's got the soft draw. She'll be stalking Monsieur Cisso, and I think she's the only real danger. Interested in your thoughts, Brad, on I'm Pretty Strong. I liked her Kenzo run first up on a very heavy track behind Unguarded. She got held up for a run for a fair bit of the straight, but she did work to line really nicely late, and she's a horse I'm keeping under my guard. I'm Pretty Strong. And the others are four, Costello. He's a classy three-year-old who ran well in the Derby back in the autumn in the Astute Stable with David Payne. First up here off one trial, but wouldn't be surprised to see him run a competitive race. But two, Monsieur Cisso. Fourth up, he's ready to win. 2, 5, 7, and 4.
Yeah, I agree with those sentiments regarding Monsieur Cisso. This is a tailor-made race for him. He's very good on a wet track. We know he gets through it. All three of his career wins have been on heavy decks, and he's just one of those horses that gets in his position, he whacks away at the same speed. So these soggy surfaces seem to suit his style. He'll be out in front, and he's going to take a hell of a lot of beating. I like so far that Paul Kay's resisted the urge to step him out over a little bit further too, because I think the mile is his best trip. I've got a big watch on the three, Attention Run, for the Chris Lees stable. We know the Chris Lees and the Australian Bloodstock guys are flying at the moment, seem to be having winners all over the place. An imported German mare, she ran fourth and fifth in listed races at her past two efforts, so a bit of class there. And I like how aggressively she was ridden there in a recent trial at Newcastle. She looked to go okay. Sweet victory somewhere in the mix. Has a couple of lengths to make up on Monsieur Cisso. Does meet it worse at the weights too, but did cover ground throughout, so was entitled to feel the pinch as she did. That was the 10th time she's been rolled at $6 or shorter, so the market does tend to love her. She probably is becoming a little bit costly for the punters, though. And seven, I'm Pretty Strong. I do agree here, Ray. A bit of a watch on this horse. I noticed there has been a pretty strong sprinkling of money. Looked to do a few things wrong there on its Australian debut, but certainly a mare with some upside, though. So the numbers for me, 2, 3, 5, and 7.
Well, Darren Flindell is so much, he's made I'm Pretty Strong not only his top tip, but he's made it his best bet of the day, number 7. I'm Pretty Strong to be 2, 4 and 5. 7, 2, 4 and 5 in race 4. Now, Glenn's going to help me with this one. Tasman Fighters present a super night of boxing Saturday, July 27. Now, Glenn, we've got our undefeated Aussie champ,
Jai Opetaia, and he goes up against Nick Charalambos. And Poss, I should say, and he's a cruiserweight, Jai Opetaia, and that's under the big top at Luna Park. Also on that undercard, you'll see the two ex-South Sydney players, Bo Champion, who's now a real estate whiz in the eastern suburbs, Bo Champion, and he goes up against Luke Burgess. And Luke was actually, this is his professional boxing debut. Luke Burgess, he's one of the 700 Burgess brothers that have donned the jumper for Souths. And big Luke there, he went over to England. But and the other very, very strange situation is here, Bo Champion's only stepped in at the last moment because a couple of the fighters that were going up against Luke fell through. Bo Champion, as I said, is a real estate agent. He is actually selling Luke's house a couple of weeks after this fight. So
Glenn is huge.
Luke's a big solid I tell you what, Bo Champion, he's a solid bloke, Bo, and he can throw him. I can guarantee you can throw him all right, Bo Champion. So that will be a very, very good fight. But the Jai Opetaia and Nick Charalampos, they go around the cruiserweight title fight there. So it'll be a night of boxing under the big top at Luna Park.
That's it. It all happens there at Big Top Luna Park, Saturday night, July 27. Tickets are now on sale, or you can go to www.bigtopsydney.com. So go to bigtopsydney.com, check all the details around Saturday night, July 27. Righto, we move to race 5, the Randwick Mayor's Cup on this big community race day. Glenn?
Yes, and this is a benchmark 78 over the 2,400 metres. The Mayor's Cup here, and Fanciful Toff is the favourite here, the toppy at $2.40. Kel Storm on the back up from the Stayers Cup last week. The blinkers come off and it's a $12 chance. Bobby D is at $7.50. High Powers are scratching, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Rakeek's at 9. Jake's Hill is at 8. Ombudsman's at 6. Our candidate is an $8 chance. Blinkers on today for Chris Lees and Jay Ford. Latin Lights at 41. Praise Songs out, no deduction. Carp Fever's at 14. And Earized is an $81 chance. Not a great deal between three runners here, and they are Bobby D, the most popular runner. Second pick would be Fanciful Toff because it now becomes $7 more than our candidate, and right behind them is Kel Storm. So no standout top pick here in the Stayers event.
Yeah, Brad, what's happening here?
Yeah, speed-wise, I think Latin Light is the likely one to take it up. It's a little bit tricky to map this particular race. You've got a few of these Chris Waller runners that I'm not sure what they're doing. Rakeek can go forward on his day. Jake's Hill probably presses forward from a draw. You've got Ombudsman drawn one, so I imagine it punches up. And Fanciful Toff drawn wide, I don't think they've got any other choice than to roll forward and make their own luck here, eh?
Yeah, I'm with Fanciful Toff here. Brad, Annabelle Neesham was hoping that Jeannie Duggan can get across and just find some cover. And if she can, then look, I think Fanciful Toff wins again. He won over the Randwick 2,400 metres last start on a heavy track, was a benchmark 78. Here he is in the similar race condition, benchmark 78 again, only carrying an extra half kilo, more after you factor in Jeannie Duggan's claim. He's a horse who's got a terrific record for a stayer. 13 starts, 5 wins, 5 placings. He's very genuine. He was very good last start, and I can't tip against the one Fanciful Toff. I think he'll win again. The danger, I thought, Brad, was down in the weights, the 8-hour candidate. I know he's coming out of a Class 1 and maiden at Wyong last start, but the turn of foot he showed from about the 600 until the 250 when he put that race away, he unleashed very, very quickly. He was a long odds on favourite that day, to be fair, but it showed to me that he's a young stayer on the rise, our candidate, and I'm definitely wary of him here. The 3, Bobby D, he didn't have much luck last start in the Primitivo Wugok race at Randwick. He was on the fence, the worst part of the track, and he didn't get a lot of galloping room in the straight. When he finally got in the clear, he did work home nicely to the line to run third. He's a definite improver, Bobby D. And 7, Ombudsman, a wet track at Randwick over 2,400 metres is his go. He comes off a solid effort at the Kenzo last start. But I'm with the one Fanciful Toff. At least you know, Brad, he's going to give a genuine sight again. 1, 8, 3, and 7 in the fifth.
Yeah, very similar numbers for me here, Ray. I've just got Jake's Hill in for fourth instead of Ombudsman. But Fanciful Toff on top, you're right, he only has to hold his form to be winning this race. He's the most lightly raced horse in this field too, so there's still a bit of upside there. I imagine he rolls across to sit on the speed without really an obvious leader. And as we know, the Melbourne Stayers have certainly got the wood on the Sydney staying form at the moment, and I don't see that changing this week. Our candidate, I agree, he's another horse with a bit of upside. He got a confidence boosting win there at Wyong. It was a set weights race in Class 1 grade, but we probably didn't learn much about him. But as we say, he'll probably take a little bit of confidence out of that. We'll probably only see the best of him out to 2,400 metres now, a bigger track. The shades go on. Yet to run on heavy ground, but does have some good soft form, and I think he's a stayer on the up, so it's easy to make a case for him being somewhere in the finish again. For 3, Bobby D, the Kiwi horse, you're right, didn't have much luck there last start. He's got a good profile for a race like this, and Jake's Hill goes in for 4. So 1, 8, 3, and 6.
For Darren Flindell, 1 as well, Fanciful Toff to beat 3, 6, and 7. 1, 3, 6, and 7 in the Randwick Mayor's Cup. And we urge you, if you live around the Randwick community, show proof through the gates and you'll be able to get free admission today to your local community race day. And James Harron Bloodstock, they're going to be parading a yearling with Brad Widdup. There's still a few shares in. This will be happening, Glenn, after 2 o'clock today.
Yeah, after race five, I think it's a showcasing filly there that's still with shares available through James Harron Bloodstock. And there was also a similar situation that we had in the night racing at Canterbury. A few of the jockeys will come out to the octagonal lawn there at 20 past 12, Timmy Clark and Cathy O'Hara. And then at 1 o'clock, Blake Shin and Rachel King will come out. So good opportunity there for the people to go up and have a chat to the jockeys there, ask them what they think of the track or how their rides are going. But that's a little bit of extra entertainment there today on Community Race Day at Randwick. So the JHB Syndications is the sixth, a benchmark 88 over 1,800 metres. And you've got Zorkan here at $6.50. Dr. Drill with Cathy O'Hara in the saddle at $2.15 favourite. White Boots is at $6.50. Mongolian Wolf's at $15. Wugok is a $4.80 chance. Dagny at $16. Top Prospect with a tongue tie on at $12. Hogmanay out this morning, 3 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Valentino Rossa out, no deduction. Nahuel out, no deduction. Veladero at $41. Pirate Ben out, no deduction. Dalmatia Prince at $23. Island Missile out, no deduction. Master Shehud out, 3 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Montchel Sisu out, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Those deductions taken basically as a cumulative total with the scratchings and the emergencies taking their place. Most popular runner here is Dr. Drill, although already today has been a slight drift. Went up $2 earlier, now $2.15. Second pick is Wugok. It's 5 to 4.80 today. And third pick is Dagny.
Yeah, speed-wise,
this one, Brad?
Yeah, I imagine that White Boots will take it up. Coming across on the whitish draw, Zorkan follows it across, as we know, a very good horse in wet conditions and tends to make his own luck. And that leaves Dr. Drill probably with a scenario where Cathy O'Hara is positive out, but there's certainly probably a sit there if she wants it. Otherwise, she can press the button and probably sit outside the leader here, eh?
Yep, he's going to be very hard to beat, Dr. Drill, but just that little query about him on the heavy track has swayed me towards Wugok. He was $6 earlier in the week, I think Glenn mentions, into about $4.80 now, but look, when he strikes a heavy track, this is when Wugok is at his best. He's won four times. Four of his five career wins have come on a heavy. And last start, he was first up for 2 months, and he was terrific. He dashed to the front at the top of the straight and only got run down late by Primitivo. Here he is coming back a fraction trip to the 1,800 of them. That's no issue for me, Brad, given we've got a heavy nine. He's drawn the right gate. He'll tuck in behind the lead, get run of the race stuff, and I think we'll get a good line when we see Bobby D running in the staying race the previous, because he was third behind Wugok in the Primitivo race last start. The five Wugok on top from two Dr. Drill. Look, no knock on him. He was very good at Flemington last start. It's just the fact he's never struck a track worse than that soft five when he won at Flemington last start. So a heavy nine, that could test him, but he's obviously a promising horse. Three White Boots, as Brad said, will work across and lead or sit outside leader here, and he's just as tough as they come, White Boots. He'll give his all. And the one Zorkan, taking a while to strike his form, but we do know he's a very, very, very good heavy track horse, and he's fitter for recent racing. I've got five Wugok on top, and he gets run of the race stuff here, Brad. 5, 2, 3, and 1 in the sixth.
Yeah, Dr. Drill, for me, I think, as we know, the Kieran Maher and David Eustace yard have knocked off a couple of very similar races to this over the past couple of weeks, and I think this guy is the classiest one yet. He's priced accordingly, but very talented stayer. Hasn't ticked that wet track box, but if he does get through it, I think he'll be winning this race, and I think he's a horse that can potentially go on to bigger and better things. I love his ability to do it both ends. He quickened there from on speed last start to put his rivals away. He's an import. He's hit the ground running. Generally, when they do that in their first preparation, it means they go pretty well. Two back, he was actually knocked off by Admiral's Joker. That gelding had missed a quickie form, and he excels, was well beaten back in sixth. And he excels has come out and beat So You Win, who's a pretty good benchmark horse for 2,000 metre races in Sydney at the moment. So the form ties in nicely. Cathy O'Hara rolls forward, and as I say, I think only has to handle the track to be winning. I don't be surprised if there's a big, sharp form reversal from the sixth Dagny here. I know her last two runs don't look anything special on paper, but she's got a long way back. She's a mare with a bit of a sharp, short turn of foot. So I think from a better draw, she can use that to better effect and be somewhere in the finish at big odds. Top Prospect, the seven, showed enough there first up at Randwick. And he was a winner second up last campaign, beating Etymology over the Melbourne Spring Carnival. So a little bit of a classy horse himself. That's the seven, Top Prospect, and Zorkan throwing in for fourth. Didn't fire a shot there last start at Randwick, but I think he's better than that. And he gets his wet track, which he loves. So I do respect Wugok as well. Got it in for fourth. But the numbers 2, 6, 7, and 1.
Darren Flindell likes Wugok number 5 to be 2-1-7. 5-2-1-7 in race 6. A break, and then we'll look at the last three races on Racing HQ.
Dali Stallions have sired 3 of the 5 juvenile Group 1 winners this season, including the Group 1 Blue Diamond.
Liar over the top! Liar's won the diamond!
The first 3 home in the Golden Slipper.
Can you meet you in front from Microphone of Liar?
And the Stallion Making Group 1 Sired Project.
And Microphone's won it! Microphone's won the English Sire!
Start with a Dali Stallion, and the rest will follow.
Customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help keep my shelves stocked.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
If you're after a forklift that leads the way in quality, reliability and productivity, then Toyota Material Handling has the right forklift solution for you. Toyota is the world's number one forklift brand with a massive range from pallet jacks, stackers and auto pickers to their market-leading Toyota Counterbalance forklifts. For new and used sales, short or long-term hire and all servicing, let Toyota Material Handling tailor the right forklift solution for your business. It's all part of the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Call 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're about to have a look at the last three races here on the program at Randwick on a heavy 9. And here we go now. Glenn Munsey's got the market for Race 7, the Randwick Community Day.
Yes, and that's what all today is about, the Randwick Community Day. And this event is a benchmark 78 over 1,000 metres. Gee, we've had a lot of 1,000 metre races at Randwick lately. This one begins with Latin Boy having his first start in, 68 days or so. He is a $16 chance. Tony Nakane came out this morning, 6 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Sharp Hustler for Cameron Crockett is a $26 chance. Revenir with the blinkers off at 7. Deity is the $2.90 favourite. Raven's Blaze, I should say, at $12. Royal Witness is at $4.80. Invictus Salute at 6. Epic Dan is a $9 chance. Sedition out yesterday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Natalia at 8.50. And Gimme Shelter basically came out as the market went up on Wednesday. The Jewel Acceptor, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Most popular runner is Deity here. I tell you what, though, Epic Dan's been a nice savage carve up this morning. $15 into $9, and that's post-scratchings. It is second pick after as much as 26 was given about it. Paul Joyce very keen on its chances. Raven's Blaze next pick, and then Royal Witness.
Yeah, speed-wise, we've lost Tony Nakane, who looked the natural front-runner here, but there's still enough, I think, to ensure they run along at a pretty good clip. Raven's Blaze looks the natural leader now, the Melbourne Raider. Royal Witness probably gets across to sit on its outside now, but there's a few punching up in behind Ray to ensure a pretty good clip.
Yeah, I think the 5-8, he does look pretty hard to beat here, Brad. She was good enough first up behind a handy mare in Spiritual Pursuit. She ran third. To be fair, Invictus Salute ran her down late, but Invictus Salute is rock hard fit. Deity will take a lot of improvement out of that run. Meets Invictus Salute better at the weights. And look, she's got good second up form. 5-8, ticks enough boxes for mine. From the 8, Invictus Salute, but she's a very, very honest filly, and she'll be running home hard again. Just a little awkwardly drawn, but we saw last start she's not one-dimensional and she can settle anywhere in a field and still finish off. The 9 Epic Dan, as Glenn mentioned, been good money for him, and why not? He was really good last start on that heavy track, led for a long way until Southern Lad caught him right near the line, and he's a terrific wet track horse, Epic Dan. $9, still good value. And of the others, I thought maybe the 11, Natalia. Brad, I thought she was really good first up at Gosford. Dominated that race, has to now translate that form onto a heavy, but she's always been a filly with ability. 3 from 6 has come back in good order. I'm with 5 Deity second up. Looks like her day for mine. 5, 8, 9, and 11.
Yeah, epic Dan for me. The 9, love the heavy conditions. Their last start, been a good go on it this morning. I'm a bit filthy. I've missed the price myself. Hopefully it gets out a little bit more. I think 1,000 metres wet track, certainly his go. He can only run well. Deity, I'll get in second. A pretty handy sprinting mare. I think she is short enough, but she can only strip fitter. We know that spiritual pursuit form looks pretty handy for a race like this. I think a couple of odds we can throw into the mix. The 3, Sharp Hustler. If there's any money for him at all, certainly keep him in your numbers, because he's explosive when he's right on song. We saw that last campaign at Rose Hill one day. And Latin Boy, and 1,000 metre specialist. First up, a little bit of a task and needs some luck from the draw, but he does look big odds in a race that's right in his keeping. That's 9, 5, 3, and 1.
Darren Flindell likes number 8 Invictus Salute here for Mark Newnham to beat 5, 9, and 4. 8, 5, 9, and 4 in race 7. Race 8 being knocked around by a few scratchings up the top, and Hugh Bowman Glenn takes Shazzy Lee in number 15.
Yeah, I'll give you all the deductions at the end here. So the first runner we've actually got is number 5 Kanachi, who's a $7.50 chance. Arraignment with the blinkers on at 21. Bangkok is a $10 chance. Condor is at $6.50. Lundberg are the favourite here at $2.30. Shock Alert is at $31. Silent General's at $31. Charatira is at $3.20. Then go all the way down to Shazzy Lee, who's a $26 chance. Well, there's really only money for Lundberg and no other runners here. And here are all of the deductions for this race here. Get ready for them. We'll start at the top. We've got Slow Burn Nothing, Best Guess 7 and 7. Thy Kingdom Come 9 and 11, Simply Optimistic Nothing, Metamorphic 3 and 5, and Chalk 1 Cent. So there's all your deductions in race number 8.
Yeah, speed-wise, we've got Condor likely to take it up. It is staying 1,300 metres, so I imagine they're keen to press the button and roll along in front. Shock Alert, Kanachi, both capable of rolling forward from wide gates. And if you like the three-year-olds, which a lot do, Lundberg and Shatterera certainly get the right runs there in behind the speed.
Yeah, I've got them running 1-2 here, Brad. I've got Lundberg on top. He's steadily working his way back into a winning form. His two runs back have been very good. Last start at Rose Hill, he was just edged out by Riverbird and England. Riverbird's won since. Both those horses who ran 1-2 are in rare form, and it suggested Lundberg's day is coming. It should be today, as Brad suggested. Run of the race stuff goes his way. Sam Clinton can claim only one of her 2 kilos here. Brings him into 56, but he likes heavy tracks. Home track at Randwick, 9 Lundberg on top. From 12, Charatier, as Brad suggested, also gets the right run. Very consistent horse. He's in great form and he'll run a race here. The 5, Kanachi. Well, one thing about Kanachi, Brad, is he loves these heavy tracks. And last start, running 3rd to No Doubt in Chitara, indicator he was ready to strike top form again. And the 8, Condor, I'm leaving him in. He was good at Newcastle first up. Obviously come back in great order after a long spell. 9, Lundberg. Run of the race stuff goes his way in race 8. 9, 12, 5 and 8.
Yeah, I feel like I'll be the only bloke out at Randwick cheering if Charatira lobs. I think I'm the only person in Australia not tipping Lundberg. But I just love how comfortable this horse was in the heavy ground there last start when going down narrowly to No Doubt. As you touched on, a really consistent horse, and I think he's going to be somewhere in the mix again. Gets the right run and really loves those wet tracks. Lundberg, next best, has won twice on heavy ground, but a little bit of a red flag there is they're both at Canterbury, so as we know, it's a different beast, a Randwick heavy, but he certainly strikes a winnable race, a bit of a D-day for him. Next, I've got Bangkok. Didn't have any luck at all last start, but I think she's a mare going pretty well. You look at her two runs prior to that, and they were rock solid in harder races than this, and the 8 Condor also in the mix somewhere. So 12 for me to beat 9, 7 and 8.
Yeah, Darren Flindell goes Lundberg number 9 to beat 12, 8 and 15. Shazzy Lee in for 4th. 9, 12, 8 and 15. The last Glen wraps up at 4:30 at Randwick.
Yeah, the aptly named Winter Racing, because that's what we've got. This is a Fillies and Mares benchmark 78 over 1,400 metres. And Shazzy Lee's not there, the reason being she's going around 35 minutes previously in race number 8. So we start with Notation at $5, Terminology at $4.20, Shakura is out, Velocita with the tongue tie on at $10, Levy Bank is at $51, Echo Gem at $7.50, Curata Princess is $101, Misteed at $4.40. Cuban Sizzle is out. Aim for Perfection at $3 and favourite. And Dame Kiri is a $31 chance. Most popular runner here is actually Misteed, which has doubled the investment of Aim for Perfection in the last. And the deductions here, straight down, Shazzy Lee, 1 cent. Shakura, 2 cents. And Cuban Sizzle, 3 cents and 3 cents. That's the markets for today. Good luck to everyone on wet track racing at Randwick and the New South Wales Police Force. If you'd like to have a cup of tea or a little bit of a stand on the side of the road and just miss a grey blur going down at either the M5 or Stony Creek Road, it'd be very handy.
Good on you, Glenn. You get there safely. Pacing the last here, Brad?
Yeah, Echo Gem looks your natural leader. I imagine Notation rolls across, which probably leaves Terminology with a bit of a scenario where it can take a sit today, but with the inclusion with Echo Gem in the field, you know they're going to run along here, Ray, which certainly gives those in behind a chance to run home over the top.
Yeah, we should suit the nine, Misteed. I loved her return, Brad. Look, I know she was on the best part of the track, but she had to chop and change course a couple of times in the straight, but her desire to get through that gap on the inside and storm through and run down Echo Gem was there for all to see. She's always had a bit of ability, Misteed, and looks to have come back in great order. That first up win came off an excellent trial. She meets Aim for Perfection, considerably better at the weights for beating that filly home first up at Canterbury. I'm with her again, nine, Misteed. I think she's in for a good prep. No knock on the 11, Aim for Perfection. The race didn't pan out for her, did it, at Canterbury? She was a touch slow away, ended up back in the field, having to go wide, make a run around the field. Misteed got the shortcut home, but her effort to run third was still very good, and she's the danger. Seven, Echo Gem, well, you know what you're going to get with her. Up on speed, tough, hard to pass. And the three, Terminology. I know she was a rank failure last start on that heavy in the Notation race, but she was terrific first up on the Kenzo. She's a class filly. I'm going to give her one more chance, but she is short enough in betting. Nine, Misteed. Loved her return, Brett. I think she can win again. 9, 11, 7, and 3.
Yeah, agree, Ray. Misteed for me as well. I think she can hold off Aim Perfection once again. The query is second up, whether it can reproduce that first up, as we've seen in the past. Maybe a little bit of trouble holding its form, but I think it's come back in career best order. Its trials before its first up effort were outstanding, and I think the Snowdens have certainly got this filly in really good space at the moment, or headspace anyway, because she's a filly that's always shown a bit of promise. Finally worked her out. Really nice turn of foot. She loves the heavy tracks. I think Notation is such an underrated horse, isn't she? She just knows how to win. She's building a lovely little record. She gets the right spot again, probably just outside the leader, which is where she found herself there last time, and held off Connemara in a tough win. Aim Perfection somewhere in the mix again. Just want to see her begin and take up a spot. Showed very little muster there last start, which is a little bit of a query, but there's no doubting her class. And I've got Terminology in the mix for fourth. I think her class will have her somewhere in the money again, despite not loving the heavy track there last start. 1400 metres does look to suit. So Misteed on top for me as well. 9, 2, 11, and 3.
And completing that, Darren Flindell likes Misteed as well. Number 9 to beat 11, 2 and 5. 9, 11, 2 and 5. Your best, Brad?
Yeah, Mansour Sissou for me, guys. I think really hard to beat. The right race today. Wet track, the mile, perfect. It's his day.
Race 4, number 2. Enjoy your day out there, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. Your best, Ray?
Yeah, race 8, number 9. Lundberg, Andrew, third up. Gets run of the race stuff, enjoys heavy tracks. Home track advantage, go you good thing, Lundberg, in race 8.
Race 8, number 9 from Ron Quinton and Sam Clinton. All right, mate, we'll hear from you through the day and, of course, tomorrow morning for Sky Sports Radio from 7 on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
Ray Thomas, Brad Gray and the Tabs Glenn Munsey going through our Randwick preview. Don't forget, if you live in the area, it's Community Day. You can get free admission there today. I'll give you more detail. You'll get more about this over the next little while. But don't forget Ambassador Travel. You can contact them about the big trip to Hong Kong for the international meeting on December 3, 1-800-777-989, 1-800-777-989. And you can simply travel the world just like the Duff has and is enjoying. The previews continue shortly on Sky.
Hi, it's Andrew Bensley. It was a heartbreaking drive around drought-stricken parts of the state. Some of our guests calling on good old-fashioned Aussie spirit in a time where so many are being affected, like Binaway farmer Narelle McDonald.
My
my old dad said to me, oh, stick together and help each other, we'll get through anything. And you know what? I think that's the Aussie spirit, and that's what we have to do.
We urge the Sky Sports Radio family to support everyone through this most difficult time.
Great value stallions and attractive all-inclusive breeding packages are the feature of Coringle Stud in 2019. Coringle is delighted to offer multiple Group 1 producer Magic Albert, who has close to 70% winners to runners and progeny earnings of more than $48 million. Magic Albert stands alongside exciting stallion prospect Prized Icon and Group 1 sire Dewport, as well as the Brothers War. For more information, contact Angus Lamont on 0429 842 875.
Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 5 at Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 6 and 7. Who are you backing? Tab.
SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website, Gumba responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Customers love our coffee, but we just can't keep up with the morning rush. I need more hands on deck.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent $10 billion to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you hire more employees, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Meet Tom. Tom owns a building company. Business is good, but he doesn't have the budget all the time for remedial management. Then, Tom found Cat Checkpoint, a remedial management system for builders and their subcontractors. With Cat Checkpoint, Tom's team can easily do inspections with minimal or no typing, monitor progress from the comfort of their desks, eliminate dots and endless lists, view subcontractor performance stats, and more, all for an affordable price.
Visit catcloud.biz for details.
Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, don't forget those bonus bet offers. They're there for you today on races 1 to 5 at Randwick and Flemington. And if you're in a TAB venue, you can go to your TAB app and go to venue mode and you get extra two races, races 6 and 7. The bonus bet offers also tonight on Wentworth Park and at Menangle, so be a part of that for the bonus bet offers if your horse runs second or third. Now, mark this down in your diary. December 3, that's your chance to fly out for a week of world-class racing in five-star luxury. You're guaranteed a Wednesday night you won't forget. That's racing among the lights of the skyscrapers at Happy Valley. Catch your breath. It's on again, the big one, the World Championships of Turf at Sha Tin, Sunday, December 9. There's the shopping, extensions to Beijing or Shanghai and Gulf Admission Hills. Yes, call them. Ambassador Travel, 1-800-777-989 or log on to their website, ambassadortravel.com.au. Time to look at Flemington in Melbourne and Mark Hunter's online. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
We're on a soft five and... looking at my notes from Liam O'Keefe earlier, he said a heavy dew and we probably stay soft five.
Yeah, we've got a beautiful day, Hoss. Not a breath of wind and not a cloud in the sky, but yeah, I heard the same thing from Liam. It's just not drying out this time of year, so you can bank on a soft five. Only got one sprint race, race 7. You think they'll come out wide for that and the rest are around the circle.
All right, and David Gately is joining us just one more time. I think Dean's back this week. I think he is.
No, you're right. Yeah. So that should, you know, keep your listeners happy, but we'll try and find a few.
No, don't talk like that. You know, if we let Mark Hunter on every week, we can cope with you.
Got a drive-by.
And this, yeah, a little drive-by. And I will say this is a big day at this time of the year, just like in Sydney for the community race day for Randwick. The big finals day at Flemington is always pretty strong, isn't it?
Yeah, they do a great job. It really adds spice to the inverted commas off-season. And what it can do is unearth a very good horse, as we've seen in recent years.
Yeah, exactly. Is the Winter Championship final still regarded as the main race?
I guess so. It's up to you.
All right, well, let's have a look at it. The first race, the Leilani Series final. And as I do at this time every Saturday, I have a look at what's happening in the runner name order here with Tab. And in the first, number two, Pop Queen is currently at $4.80. Three Prior Eclipse at $3.40. Four Alquestro is at $3. Five Ice Girl at $10. Six Miss Mandito at $5.50. And they are the main ones in the market. What are we looking here? Alquestro, Mark, the favourite at the moment at $3.
Yeah, look, also I'm going to be pretty quiet here the first half of the program. I don't think there's much value here early, and they're not cut and dry. The first race, I've got no real idea what will win. For the record, I'll tip number three, Prior Eclipse, who's going well, certainly doesn't win week after week, but going well, goes forward, gets a good run, suited 1,400 metres to beat number four, Alquestro. Coming off wetter tracks, has come back from a spell in terrific form, should box seat on a moderate speed. Number six, Miss Mandito, was, I thought, really good two starts ago, and good up in grade last time, just has to back up off that track. And maybe number seven, Ambitious Gem, who I liked first up but was very big in condition and ran accordingly, should be a lot fitter. Wouldn't shock to see it improve. It's a race I'll be watching. I'll go 3, 4, 6 and 7.
Yeah, without Organza, it's to be honest, a pretty shallow race. What are we, high 70s benchmark at best here. Pop Queen was big odds last time, but it was a big win from the tail running away. She relished the hot speed and being ridden colder, I think. I'm sort of taking the win at face value, but, yeah, I wouldn't say the wallet's going to come out big time here. Prior Eclipse back in trip, some query, I guess, but just never runs poorly. She's so tough and genuine. Alquestro unbeaten in the campaign on heavy tracks, though, but the form behind her is shaping quite well. And Miss Mandito perhaps next, but, yeah, 2, 3, 4, 6.
It's one of those races to kick start. Matt Hill calls the finals day down there. He likes one. He likes in the first, number six, to beat 4 and 3, 6, 4, 3 in race number one. Race two at Flemington, Pacadali comes out. We've got 2 second Bullet at $5.50. Three Mascolino for Price and Kent Jr. at $2.15. Number four, Tantat Trusting at $4.60. Five, Barry the Baptist at $8.50. Seven, The Statesman, the only one in the market there down the bottom at $4.20. The favourite here, Gator, Mascolino, currently at $2.15.
Yeah, similar story to the first. We lost all the interest, or a lot of the interest, with the promising Impy coming out. At least they found the mucus pre-race rather than post. There's a positive. Mascolino jumped sharply in trip second up, was solid in a sprint home, backed heavily last week. Once the punters knew the pattern, they backed it. They backed Elite Drake in the last. Too smart. Just established an easy lead there and kept running. 2,000's no issue. The Statesman, good return from him on a tough day for swoopers. Fast pace did help, but the runner-up Waging War has that widgy turf form. This guy's proven second up. I think he's over the odds in the race. Second Bullet wins a spaced. You know, he's hard to catch, but he has a case. Tantat Trusting, perhaps next. 3, 7, 2, 4.
Yeah, very similar. I've got the same four numbers. I'm just with number two, Second Bullet. I think if he can find his best Flemington form with Oliver, then he's the one to beat. He's had time between runs from that last run to get right for this race. To beat number three, Mascolino, probably should establish a pretty comfortable lead again here. No claim for Lockie King, but going to be very hard to run down. Seven, The Statesman, was really good first up. No surprise to see it run that race. I think it's the other winning chance. And next best, number four, Tantat Trusting, who out to 2,000 metres, just got too far back last time and was never a chance. 2, 3, 7 and 4.
Yeah, Matt Hill likes the favourite Mascolino here, number three, to be 2, 7 and 5. 3, 2, 7 and 5 for Matt in race two. Race three, the Silver Bowl series. Most of these races, Mark, have been sort of around country New South Wales, a number of these races.
And country Victoria, Andrew, quite a few of them as well.
Sorry, what am I saying? Country Victoria. I was looking at something else. But, yeah, country Victoria for these races. And the Silver Bowl gets here for the three-year-olds. What have we got? Buffalo River, number one, at $1.50. Two Asgard Massif at $6.50. Three Mr. Exclusive at $8.50. Five Heavenly Emperor at $5.50. And that is about it. There's only three or four in the market here, Mark. Race three.
Yeah, it's another race, Hoss. I'm just happy to sit there and watch it. I suppose number one, Buffalo River, wins again. Its two wins have been outstanding. Jumps to the mile shouldn't be an issue. Either leads or parks on Asgard Massif again. No value, though, so it's a race watch to beat number five, Heavenly Emperor, who I thought was terrific last time. Went down at the start, gave him a big start, and was a terrific finish. Three, Mr. Exclusive, gets a lovely run from that gate, can run a place again, and maybe number four for Neem next best, who just seems to always be running on but never get there. Little value, 1, 5, 3, 4.
Yeah, I think Buffalo River looks the obvious. He was gelded into this this prep, which was, of course, the Australian debut campaign, off the map fresh, won well, then did a lot wrong last time, yet still raced away. There were huge gaps behind. I think he'll eat 1,600. If he can relax early, I know he's a bit of a sort of fierce-going beast, so I guess that's the query at the odds, but happily on top. Heavenly Emperor, now a month between runs, given the late scratching at the gates, 22nd of June, but that was a very big win last time. It was a huge finale. Nailed Mr. Exclusive. Shawnee Frank the form, of course. Amanakin might be the value here. Had the gap between runs into sale last time. Worked a nice work late there. Wasn't bad behind the likes of Moret and Declaration of Heart in April, which is sort of the bottom end of Group 1 form. Asgard Massif probably can't turn the tables. Buffalo River. It and Phone Me are sort of in the mix each way, but one on top, 582.
1582 for David. One as well for Matt Hill to beat 5-2-8. 1-5-2-8 in race number 3. And don't forget the brand new TAB product that's been launched this week. Got a bit of mixed emotion, a bit mixed reaction to it, but odds and evens all about it. You can, well, basically flip your coin gator and have a bit of a crack on, well, and the percentage is the lowest of any TAB product.
Yeah, that's right. 107%, I think. So, yeah, if you're, if you're basically a maths player, then it's percentage-wise a good play for you relative to,
You can play the split as well if you want to. Yep. You don't have to go one way or the other. You can play the split if you feel that way. To race 4, the Banjo-Patterson Series Final. This is over the 2600. Simon Morris has got this horse really going well at $3.80. Marwani Machine at $7.50. Number 4 last week at $7. 5 Bo Belmain at $4.80. Down to 8 Future Score for Matt Kumani at $2.60. And they're the main ones in the market. I'll just check Flux if there's anything massive this morning. No, still pretty quiet. Future Score's gone $2.60, $2.50, back out to $2.60 here, Dave.
Yeah, look, I'm with Bo Balmain. Nice Australian debut running on against the pattern. Then they only went up 100 metres at Lakeside. I think he battled really well. He just looked in need of ground, perhaps. He now gets to 2,400. He's a listed winner at home, 2,200. So might be ready. Asterix on that. Stable say it's probably he's probably a next prep sort of horse. I think he's good enough to win this. Mawani Machine, look, he won that Lakeside race. He beat Pakadali. They sort of Group 1 form lines through Trap for Fools and co. Yes, it was an on-pace race, but the win was tough. He did win at 2,500 metres at home, remember, with 60.5. And he does meet, Bo meets him 2 kilos better. Shooting the Mob just outstayed them last time. I think a more fierce tempo probably wins by further. I guess the great query today, and there's a few in this same boat, is how much merit do you put into weights and relative weights, more importantly? Mm. You know, it's only 0.4 of a length, and he comes up to 60 kilos. So, look, I'm not a physics genius, but weights do mean something. Last week, perhaps next, 5-2-1-4.
Yeah, I'm with number one Shooting the Mob again. It's just it's almost a carbon copy each time he goes around. I think Oliver's the perfect rider for this horse. He hits that flat spot, he picks him up, gets him going, and he's just such a strong stayer. You can just see Deja Vu coming at them again the last 200 as they tire. To beat number 7, Flow Meter, I think has got a terrific place chance at odds. It will be ridden just behind them, get every possible chance as they get tired to run a place. Number 8, Future Score. Seems absolute rock-bottom odds for me, and maybe the engagement of Williams, but it's got a hope at poison odds. And for last week, I think this horse would be better placed taking a sit, coming out and having one last little dash at them rather than being the sitting shot. I'll go 1, 7, 8, and 4.
5 is the thought here from Matt Hill, Bo Belmain to beat 1, 2, and 8. 5, 1, 2, and 8. It is interesting, Mark. You obviously feel that the toppy, you know, you've picked it on top, so you're telling us that you're looking at the 60 kilos and thinking this horse is tough enough to carry it and win.
Yeah, I think so. Hossie's a big, tough stayer, and he's in the zone. Not many horses today. I've got 4 ones next to their name, and often they can overcome the number next to them on the weight scale.
Yeah, it comes down to everybody's opinion, Gator. I guess the way that you're thinking about Bo Belmain getting a couple of kilos off Marwani Machine.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's the whole nature of the game. Otherwise, there'd be a $1 favourite in every single race.
Yeah.
I'm not anchored, pardon the pun, to relative weights, but I think they are a factor. And, you know, if you go for a run over a couple of kilometres and carry a few extra kilos, it is going to have an impact on you, you know, physiologically. That's all.
Understand.
Andrew would know about that. You'd know about that one, Hoss.
Well, yeah. See, there's the comeback. I knew it would come back at some stage.
He gave me the eyebrow, Mark. He didn't see that.
Yeah, no, the little. No, I reckon if I ran 100 metres, then it would certainly have an impact.
The letterbox?
Yeah, exactly. Talking of letterboxes, the country, we've been out on the country roads this week, and Mark learned something new this week. He found out where Ningen was. But it's a long road from the house to the letterbox there on a few of the farms that we ventured to. It was staggering just how dry it is. To race five, the Taj Roshi series final. This is for the two-year-olds. And number one, Cassius here for Lindsay Park, is at $9 at the moment at Tab. Number two, Pancho at $7. Three, Rubisaki is at $2.15. Down to six, High Stranger at $14. Eight, Moonlight Maid for Mitch Friedman at $6. And what else is in the market? 13, Night Passage is at $11. And Mrs. Beckham, it has tightened this morning. 25 minutes ago, it was 23. Then it got to 21. 7 minutes ago, it was 15. And they've just eased it to $16 here. Mrs. Beckham. Mark, how do you see the Taj Roshi?
Well, Hoss, I was pretty keen on Desert Dreamer here. That's obviously gone. I think it's a race where Rubisaki is perhaps under the odds. So I'm going with number two, Pancho, who I think represents a good each-way bet. It was a good win two starts ago, drew wide last time, probably had to go back further than what it wanted. I think in a race where I've got no idea who leads here, there's no speed on paper, I would imagine Craig Williams will settle a whole lot closer on Pancho, should run the mile strongly, and I'm happy to back it each way to beat number three, Rubisaki. Got a great ride last time, just flowed into the race beautifully and got the job done. Jumps to 59 at the mile, can win, but I think it's short enough. I think number 13, Night Passage, is a real improver. It's going to need luck from the gate, but will be strong. And 8, Moonlight Maid, terrific debut win. Going to be back and buried, but gee, it was strong on debut. I'll go a bit of value here, 2 to beat 3, 13 and 8.
Yeah, look, I'm going to stick with Rubisaki. I think it's obviously a challenge. Again, similar to shooting the mob in some respects, that we come up to 59 kilos. The differential here is she has to give weight to the boys and steps to a trip she's unknown at. What I did love about her win last time was the strength in the numbers, basically, on the day. I mean, to be running, you know, similar time to Pop Queen off a significantly slower early speed, I mean, she's able to sustain a really strong gallop. It's a sign of a really good athlete, pretty simply. I think she'll need to be better than them, obviously, given the weights, but I'm hoping that she is. Pancho was really good second up in a real on-pace sort of day, then went back in the Rubisaki race charge time. 11.80, last 200. Overall time, as mentioned, slick. Night Passage, agree. I think it's the big improver here. About $11 as I look. Debut win was good, given the moderate speed. Crossed the line with St. Edward's Crown, who then won. Jumped to the mile against the older horses and just missed. High Stranger was similarly quick home in the Rubisaki race and must have a case and has the relative weights advantage. 3, 2, 13 and 6.
Righto. 3 as well here for Matt Hill to beat 6, 2 and 8. 3, 6, 2 and 8 for Matt in the Taj Roshi. To the Mahogany Challenge. This is for the three-year-olds. And Richard Lamming, it's a week ago now, but he started with a bang this time last week. He had Adelaide and Sydney, and then I was thinking he's going to train the four, but Jamaican Rain battled at the Sunshine Coast, and Dogmatic ran second here last week, I think, did it? Was it Dogmatic or something other horse?
Dogmatic.
Yeah, so he finished with two wins, a second, and Jamaican Rain disappointing.
She was the disappointment, wasn't she, out of the four?
Given the track conditions and everything, yeah.
He didn't quicken all.
No. All right, in the Mahogany, Dogmatic here, number one for Richard Lamming, is at $3.90 at the moment at Tab. Number two, Not a Single Doubt, at $4.60. Down to five, American in Paris, at $6. Six, Dunman, at $14. Seven, El Vincitore, at $8. Eight, Peace Brother, at $15. Nine, Wealthy Wolf. Got a mention earlier from Annabelle Nishman, who looks after the Mar Eustace team in Sydney. She mentioned Wealthy Wolf, currently at $7. Reflect the Stars, number 10, $11. That's the current mark here. Gator for the Mahogany.
Happy with Wealthy Wolf. I think it's the one overs in the race. Good late splits. Last 200 wasn't all that far off a horse called Nobu at Randwick, and behind two smart ones, including Carafel, got a lot of time for. Went to 2400 last time, liked the finale. Now has a 5 kilo swing on Dunman and should be better for that go at the trip. Not a single cent. Hardly had a dream run in the Queensland Derby and actually ran really well. Then had 61 against the older horses in Sydney. Actually battled really well. The Quinella there, interestingly, have run well behind Nobu, so it does tie in well easily with Wealthy Wolf. Dogmatic, again, up in the weights. Again, will probably run well. Just the trips, I guess, the unknown, isn't it? And Igniter, a clear figure run last time, probably the overs. 9-2-1-3.
Yeah, I'll throw another one. I like number 5, American in Paris. I think it's had a... That last run was a beauty at Sandown. It was, wasn't the track to suit it. It got a long way back. It wasn't really the distance to suit it, but was given a ride to weave through the field and hit the line terrific. I think time between runs is perfect. 2,500 perfect, Flemington perfect, Craig Williams is stuck with it. There looks like good, genuine speed here for a 2,500-metre race, and a lot of these will struggle to finish the race. They'll be that tired, and I think American in Paris can chime in late to beat number 9, Wealthy Wolf. He's sitting back in the pack, minding its own business, and coming hard down the outside. I think 10, Reflect the Stars, is another one at double-figure odds, got a great winning hope, and 2, Not a Single Cent, who hasn't had the best of luck last time, is the other winning chance for mine. Going around the toppy today, I'll go 5, 9, 10, and 2.
For Matt Hill, it's 2, Not a Single Cent to beat 7, 1, and 5. 2, 7, 1, and 5 in race number 6. The All Victorian Sprint Series final is race 7 at Flemington at 3:30. Jahitsi number 1 here. Brendan McCool goes from Tassie to keep the ride. $17 chance, the Tassie horse. 2 Malibu Style at 10. 3 Milwaukee at $3.90. 4 Holy Blade, gee, it got a good positive push from Peter Snowden this morning. $7.50 at tab right now. Number 5, Crown Fontaine at $10. 6, Invincible L at 11. 7, Smart Coupe at 12. Jorda is at 15. Helvorsen at $3.90. Serious Suspect at 14. And I'm telling you, at 17. So... we gave you every horse there for the current prices in the All Victorian, but I will say I want to have something on Holy Blade just off of how Peter sounded this morning. Which way do you go, Mark?
I'm keen on Milwaukee again, Hoss. I think it was probably lucky last week. If it had got one little check or one slight bump or anything like that, it wouldn't have won. It's a horse that it'll do exactly the same here. The speed here is in gates 3, 4, and 5. Milwaukee's drawn 6. I think D. Oliver will park probably 2 lengths off the speed. It hits its flat spot about the 400. He's the best rider in the world at picking them up and getting them going. And I think it'll wear down the leaders the last 100 and win to beat number 9, Helvorsen. Probably got back too far last time. Has got a chance. Number 2, Malibu Style. It'll park close. It'll give a good kick. Whether it can run the 1,200 strongly enough, Shaqiri. And I think 11, I'm telling you, is going well. Becoming out of the pack and running on. And got a chance again. But keen on 3 to win. I think the race will work out beautifully. 3, 9, 2, 11.
Yeah, look, I could easily make a case for just about all of these, and the market sort of suggests that it's a competitive race. It's a terrific race. I think Helvorsen can measure up. The late season 3-year-old dropping down in the weights, drawing out the swoop on them. I think Fancy getting onto better ground is a plus. Soft 5 compared to, you know, the softer tracks of late. The winner, Geetra, did bolt in last time. This guy wasn't far off the runner-up. I think he can run well for us. Milwaukee, I was in the 1100 v 2 sharp for him camp last time. I was high-fiving myself at the 200, and then at the end of the race, I was mildly depressed. But he got the job done. It was a busy finish, but look, 1200 suits him even better. So he may have those covered, a lot of those out of that race. Smart Coupe is the other sharp improver here. That Whispering Brook form's great. Getting onto drier ground, I think, is the key. Holy Blade... next doesn't end there. 9-3-7-4.
9-3-7-4 for David. For Matt Hill, it's number 4, Holy Blade, to beat 3-2-8. 4-3-2-8 in race number 7. Race 8 is the VRC Country Racing Victoria Winter Championship Final. And this is over the mile, always a strong race. Number 1, Mr. Marathon Man, again for Mike Moroney. He's got genuine chances all the way through. It's currently at $5 a tab. 2, Hallover Street at $8.50. Number 4, Waging War from Adelaide at $3.90. 5, Federal at $15. 6, Ratapole at $15. Down to number 9. Now, I got an email reading this. I should have had another look before I read it out. It's something...
It's a river. Reykjavik.
Yeah, Reykjavik. Yeah, it's a river somewhere. I'll go and try and find it. $6.50. 10 Romance are at $10. And the best of the rest, numbers 11 and 13, both at $19. Gator, how do you see the Winter Championship final?
Well, I see Trivial Pursuit days are numbered, you and I. But I do think Waging War is going to be hard to beat. I thought he was very good last time. He rode a fierce speed. He broke away from them on speed and was nutted by Mr. Marathon Man. Now, they meet on similar terms. Mr. Marathon Man was huge win. I mean, given the pattern of the day, nothing was storming home. So he's a good horse. I think it's Advantage Waging War, though, staying at the 1600 off a less fierce tempo. So that's the way I'm reading it. Of course, you know, been wrong before. Hell of a Street was sound enough, fresh. Stable openly said he'd need that run. He boasts that second, or that run to Widgie Turf and Mystic Journey. It's great form. He'd be on speed. Federal had a flat 1 second up off a lovely return. So I'm giving it another go at a nice price. And in the quaddie, 4, 2, 1, and 5.
I think it's the capital of Iceland, Andrew.
It is, yeah. I just got a text from a good mate out of Dubbo, Ben Walker. So it is the capital of Iceland.
Wow.
Yep. On with Waging War as well. I just think it needs a touch of luck from that gate. I hope it's not posted out there 3 or 4 wide. I'd love to see it in that little 3-wide train blending into the race. Craig Williams coming to the outside. If it's got to the 400 and it's had that sort of run, I'll be confident that it wins the race. To beat number 10, Romancer. Oh, I thought it was good first up and no fluke last time. Can only be fitter. Number 2, Hell of a Street. It'll push forward, maybe find the front if not parked very close and run well. And 9, Reykjavik, who you think would be ridden more forward from that gate. And that's okay, but it has to settle for Linda Meach there. Can get a bit fierce, so it does have to settle if they push it forward. I'll go 4, 10, 2 and 9.
And for Matt Hill, it's number 1, Mr. Marathon Man, to beat 9, 4 and 6. 1, 9, 4 and 6. And I wanted to mention Lindsay Smith, the trainer of the horse we've been discussing. He's got a little team now. He's just developing it. And I see he put out a tweet yesterday. I think one of his good horses, Scales of Justice, had a workout at Ballarat or a jump out or something like that. So we're going to watch Lindsay Smith a little bit over the next few weeks and months, Gator.
Yeah, for sure. It's building a nice little profile. So it's now's the time to do it. You know, before we know it, we'll be into the Lawrence Stakes and bang, another spring.
Exactly. The Rivette Series final, race 9, is the last over the mile. And Shawnee, well, $1.95 right now to make it back-to-back wins. The next horse in the market is Fabric, number 3 at $5. Down to HML Lass, also at $5. And the best of the rest is 16 for Great Duchess. Shawnee. Can it do it again, Mark, at $1.95 right now?
It's got a great chance. I think there are two hopes. I'm going with number 3, Fabric, as an each-way special. It was 5 weeks between runs going to Caulfield. It was a race totally dominated up on the speed. It came to the outside, wanted to lay in, but then I thought the last 100 was terrific. It was just powering through the line. It's a really messy race here. There's no speed again, so if it just has to find a spot, be conserved to run the mile. If it does that, I can't see how it misses each way to beat number 1, Shawnee. I think you just saw how good Craig Williams is last start. He rides them closer, they still fire. He comes out early, they still fire. It's got a great chance again. Take your pick after that. I'll go number 11, Great Duchess, getting back onto a better track from a good gate. And 5, Kamel, who just got too far back last time. It draws inside, there's no speed, it might hang on for a place. 3 each way from 1, then 11 and 5.
Yeah, look, I'm with Shawnee. I gave up predicting end-of-prep runs about 100 years ago. She's been up a long time, but that win was terrific last time. She was ridden closer as a reference to a really strong speed. She was exposed a long way from home. She had 60 kilos against the boys. It was just far too good for them.
Mm.
The only blotch on her CV of late was 2 runs ago, but she was lame. She flew out after Fidelia and gave her a big scare prior to that, and they thrashed the rest. Fidelia looks a group horse. So she's got her 60, but she's back against her own sort of sex. So happy with her on top. Benetoit looks really promising. A month off into sale, strong through the line, then beat another promising one last time. And her form through Social Spin, it reads pretty well, given that horse has been long-leaf competitive, who won a Group 1 in New Zealand. Fabric, agree, gap between runs into 2 back. Luckless in the Fidelia race, so we didn't get a guide on that same form line. And then really strong on a tough track last week. I think she'll run the mile. They're all in the quaddie, 1, 2, 3. Next best, 6. So 1, 2, 3, 6, that means.
Righto. And for Matt Hill, it's number 1 as well to beat 8, 3, and 2. 1, 8, 3, and 2. Gator, which way are you playing for your best?
Best, I'm going race 9, number 1, Short Knee.
Race 9, number 1. I'll get some Sydney thoughts in just a tick, but David Gately's best at Flemington, race 9, number 1. How about your day, Mark?
Hoss, my day is race 6, number 5, American in Paris each way. Race 7, number 3, Milwaukee. And I do need to bounce back up the bush. And this one here, Hoss, race 7, number 3, Tom Puss, having its first start for Brent Stanley. Gate 1, he hasn't messed around. He's put Brad Roy Willer on board. He's had a trial, missed the start by 5 lengths, but trialled quite well. It's a perfect race for it, Tom Puss, race 7, number 3.
Yeah, it's starting to get the reputation now, this one, once we started, is that people are starting to put lines through it as soon as you said.
That horse, a gun guy, was well back.
As soon as you mentioned it, it went whoosho. Anyway, we go with Tom Puss for Brent Stanley, race 7, number 3, currently at $6 in that race at Echuca at 6 minutes past 3. Good on you, Mark. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Hoss.
Thanks, mate. Mark Hunter there. What about Sydney for you, Gator? I know it's a genuine heavy 9. Okay sort of day at about 18 degrees with no showers expected, but what do you like?
I think the best is race 7, number 5, Deity. She was really nice to the line first up. Quick overall time. She's got great second up form. The winner of that race is really smart, I think. So I like the way the race rated as mentioned. So happy with her as the best. Race 7, number 5. Yeah. The value, we lost our main value, Hope. So we're left with perhaps an each way play. Race 5, number 3, Bobby D, who's run well in the New Zealand Derby at 2400. Handled the wet well last time. So 5 by 3 are each way.
Yeah, they're trying to get some prize money. They had a sort of an ugly sort of autumn. They couldn't get in the right races. Yeah. You were happy the other day, were you?
With the run?
Yeah.
That was a sound enough effort. Back to 2,000. Now gets out to a staying trip, I think.
Yep. Okay. 2,400. At the moment, Deity in race 7, number 5, is $2.90. And in the previous race 5, Bobby D is at $7. Good on you, Gator. Thanks for joining us through the Saturdays. We'll certainly do it again. Dean Lester, I think, is back on Wednesday, so we look forward to having him back as well. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate.
David Gately and Mark Hunter looking at Flemington. Coming up next, we'll look at Doomben.
Sky Sports Radio features Winter Greyhound Racing at its best tonight. Wentworth Park has the heats of the prestigious Peter Mossman and Dick Peters series. The National Racing Service will have tab updates and all the action tonight on Sky Sports Radio.
After the Brisbane Tips, your New South Wales provincial preview.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
The new LG V50, Australia's first dual-screen 5G phone, lets you multi-screen anywhere, anytime. To win one of 50 LG V50s, visit lg.com. Life's good. At Clyde, we've got some maintenance works on the M4 and that westbound trip just near James Roos Drive has dropped to 40 kilometres an hour. At Leppington, lights are out Camden Valley Way at Ingleburn Road, and the harbour crossings at this point looking great. That fog's lifted off the Anzac Bridge and the Spit Bridge is all good. Want to add some extra warmth and style to your home? Race into Bunnings Warehouse this weekend for amazing value on their range of stylish rugs, blinds and more. Hurry in while stocks last. I'm Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
In July, the jacaranda city of Grafton comes alive with a sound of thundering hooves. Situated on the banks of the Clarence River, Grafton has a population of 20,000, plus another 50,000 people live in the surrounding Clarence Valley. Jacarandas dominate the streets. Old Chisel's flame trees invokes memories of the city's many blooms. The Grafton July Carnival on Sky Sports Radio.
Yerribee Stud is proud to announce its strongest stallion roster ever with the exciting new super racehorse
Lazarus
alongside world champion
Borrowee Needing, Tintin in America,
5 Group 1 wins, North America Cup winner
Fear the Dragon,
also
Million Dollar Cam, Caribbean Blaster and Lombo Pocket Watch.
All standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales, where there's a value for money stallion for everyone. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Looking for something to do this winter school holidays? Join in the fun for all ages at Royal Randwick on Saturday, July 6th for the annual Randwick Community Race Day, supported by Randwick City Council. There's a 9-race fixture, free children's entertainment, including performances from viral sensation Ping Pong and Baby Shark, plus your favourite Justice League superheroes. Children will have the chance to ride a pony, bounce on a jumping castle, have their face painted, get crafty and more. For more information on activities and a book, visit theraces.com.au.
Celebrate South Grafton Cup tomorrow with Sky Sports Radio.
Yeah, big week coming up at Grafton. Their track at the moment's a soft seven. They've had 3 mil in the last 24 hours. Soft seven right now, but the weather is fine for South Grafton Cup Day tomorrow. And then, of course, we get there Wednesday and Thursday. And the boys are up there. Cozzy and Munsey, they've got a big luncheon with the barrier draws on Monday. So good luck to all heading to Grafton this week coming up. Michael Maxworthy's online to look at Doomben. Morning, Maxie.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Yeah, I'm here at Doomben at the moment. And only 10 minutes ago, where the stewards downgraded the track from a 6 to a 7. So currently a soft 7. The weather at the moment was very overcast. I've just been talking to a few people looking at weather maps, and they say it's debatable whether we get any showers throughout the afternoon. But for me, Andrew, I'm looking at, basically looking at horses. You know, if you can handle a heavy track, that's a bit of a bonus today.
Okay, so we'll monitor that as we go, but a downgrade has taken place into the 7 at Doomben. In the first at 11.38, number 1, Shogun Sun is the favourite at $2.90. 5, Awake the Stars, currently at $3.20. And Hector Pascal, number 4, is at $4.60.
Yeah, an interesting race. There has been good support on tap for Awake the Stars, who's been very moderate at her last two, but she's up to the mile today, and she's 1-for-1 on a heavy. And I'm thinking they might revert back to the old style of riding her, and that's maybe sending her to the lead here. And she could be very hard to catch. Having said that, I'm going with number 4 here, Hector Pascal. A former southerner has been with Tony Gollan for a while now, and she's been ticking over nicely in probably unsuitable races. Well, last start, that was suitable for her at Ipswich when she ran third to Queen of Kingston. And but for being held up for about 100 metres, she possibly would have won that race. Now, smaller field here. I just hope that she can lob into a box seat position. She's been running on strongly, so I think this sets up perfectly for her. And her form on soft ground is exemplary. 4 on top, Hector Pascal. To beat number 5, Awake the Stars. If she goes forward, she might be hard to catch. 1, Shogun Sun. Just a little concern where he's going to end up. He could be 3 deep for a fair portion here. And then Valentino Rossa. 4, 5, 1, and 2.
Race number 2, a 2-year-old Cutis, and Snaz and Charm, number 1, is the shorty for the day, or at least one of them, $1.40 right now. Number 6, Gobsmacked at $7.50, and number 7, Violent at $8.
They're on a good or a soft 5 or 6. You declare this an absolute certainty, Snaz and Charm, on his form. Now that we're sort of pushing heavy, just a few little reservations, anything can happen. When we get onto a heavy track, if indeed that's the case. But, geez, 2 runs so far have been terrific. 2nd on the Kenzo at Randwick at his first start. And he's a little bit lazy early. He never really travelled there, but kept on finding the line. And then Matt Dunn put him straight to 1,400 in the winning edge at Eagle Farm on Tiara Day. And he ran a terrific 3rd to Cordia. He didn't have any speed again there, settled 4th the fence. And had he got clear earlier, I think Robbie Fradd believes he would have won the race and beat the Godolphin horse. So that's really good form. I think this is a dramatic drop back against competition for Snaz and Charm. Number 6, Gobsmacked. To this filly was good winning her maiden. She was strong in Rocky. This is a lot harder. 7, Violet's very fit. Winkers are going on first time, and she's working up to a win. And then 3, Magic Trick. 1, 6, 7, and 3.
1, 6, 7, and 3 in race 2. Race 3, a benchmark 75. Owendo, number 10 for Matt Smith, currently at 2.40. Up the top, number 1, Our Mantra, is at 3.50, and 6, Mewstone Rock at 5.50. It's been a little bit of a mover this morning, 6 into 5.50.
Yeah, it's an interesting race, this one. When I first looked at the meeting on Wednesday when the fields came out, I was tossing up Our Mantra and Owendo, but now we're getting closer to the race and the prevailing conditions. I think the 10 can get the money here. Ilwendo now is a German import, and sometimes they're a little bit tricky. And I believe this 5-year-old is also an entire. Since coming to Matt Smith's yard from Germany, he's only a Class 1 winner at Kembla, but a lot of his midweek racing over ground in Sydney has been solid and on rain-affected tracks. One day he ran second at Warwick Farm on a heavy 10. Well, Matt's found the world perfect race for him today. He's just got to go out there and do it. This Ilwendo, on the minimum handicap here in this benchmark 75. To beat number one, this horse is Flying Our Mantra, now trained by Anderson Heathcote. He's won his last two. I don't see the ground as a problem, but maybe the handicap giving 6 kilos to Ilwendo might make the difference in the run to the wire. But I think clearly they're the two. 10 from one, then 6 Mewstone Rock. She's on a backup here. She will finish strongly now that she's getting to 2,000. And then 4 Constantine. 10, 1, 6 and 4.
Race number 4, an open handicap over the 1,200. Amanard number 1 for Mark Curry. It's the favourite at $2. 3 YPO at $3.40. And 4 Divine Dice. Here it is off a nice Deegan trial recently at $7.50. And I want to mention Handsome Thief, the stablemate of Divine Dice. It's gone 12 into $10 in the last hour, number 2.
Yeah, he hasn't won since the Wong Goom at Warrnambool 12 months ago. And he's very good on soft ground, Handsome Thief, and he did win that recent Deegan trial in pretty smart time, so we'll put a watch on him. Jeff Lloyd's riding him. By the way, this is Jeff's second last Saturday. I know you tweeted out a while ago, next Saturday is his last day. He goes for 4 Brisbane premierships as well. Look, the speed here is YPO and Divine Dice, and I think Amanat can get into the slipstream of those two leaders, and clearly on faction figures, he should be too good for them. He's a duck in the wet. I think he's thrown in with the claim, so he should win Amanat. To beat number 4, Divine Dice. 8, Reeling. Now, this horse has been transferred to Desley Forster, and he trialled brilliantly at Doomben. He's a bolter. I'm expecting to run on well. And then 3, YPO. 1, 4, 8 and 3.
1, 4, 8 and 3 in race 4. Race 5, a Fillies and Mares Class 3 at Doomben. And we're starting down the bottom here. 13, Jamie Lady is at $1.65. And 11, Bubbles and Trouble sits at tab at the moment, $5.50. 5, Dream Kisses is at $8. And a little bit of sprinkling of money this morning. Sienna Rose, 9 into $8.
Yeah, look, Jamie Lady hasn't won for quite some time yet. Look at that and say, well, she doesn't want to win. But I put it down to the fact that she's been running into some very, very good horses. And this is a big drop back in grade to a Fillies and Mares Class 3. Go back to the Mick Dipman on a heavy 10, 4th behind Plague Star. She bumped into Epic Girl at the Sunny Coast, who's handy. 3rd to Zoo Style, 2nd to Meet Mr. Taylor. And then 4th when leading last start at Eagle Farm behind Senor Fox. That is far superior to what any other horse can boast here. And when you look at the set weight scale and the rating, she's got a rating of 75. She should clearly have a top weight here. She'll jump. She can lead or take the trail. I think this is her race, and the ground's no problem for Jamie Lady. 5 Dream Kisses. She either leads or sits outside the leader. She's got good stats here. This track and distance, 1,200. Trailing in number 11, Bubbles and Troubles, and then number 7, Sienna Rose, first up. 13, 5, 11 and 7.
Race number 6 and the stables of Chris Maher with John have the favourite here, number 4, New Horizons, currently at $4. It's just favourite over number 5, Sparky Lady at four, Sparky Lad at $4.20. Number 1, All Important, is there at $4.40. And Supersonic Boom, number 7, in the market at $6. So it's a pretty competitive race going by the market here, Maxie.
Yeah, this is the boys' Class 3 plate. The girls is far superior. There's not a lot going on here. Andrew, originally I was pretty keen on number 6, Bobby Axelrod, of about $16 to lead and give a great sight. But now we could be close to Hetty by this stage. A few concerns about that. And the track pattern as well. Do you want to be on the rails or do you want to come wide as we get deeper into the card? So I think by the time we get to race number 6, just monitor a few of those things. But I'm going to stick with you, Bobby Axelrod. He does look the leader. If he gets through the ground, I think he could add some value to our Cornelius trifectas and maybe even the quaddy if he gets up. Number 4, New Horizons, definitely. He sort of hit a flat spot last start at the Sunny Coast approaching the turn and then got going again. I think that's the reason why blinkers are back on him. Number 2, Corden. It all maps perfectly for this fellow, and number 10, Archer's Treasure, 6, 4, 2 and 10.
Race number, by the way, your top fancy there is currently at $13 and $3.50 the place for Maxi in race number six. Race six it was, wasn't it? Yes, it was. Race seven we move to, a one Metro win handicap over the $13.50. And Toka Ricky Ladd here for Tony Gollan, number seven's the favourite at $2.70. Eight Lucky Prospector at $4.80. And number one Apollo Boom is at $6.
Yeah, originally I thought this favourite, Toka Ricky Ladd, was a good thing, but with the track likely to be, you know, around the heavy range, he's never been on a heavy, and his soft track stats are nothing special. Five goes, one win and a third, but I just think he's got the right form. Yeah, on a dry track, I'd be all over this Toka Ricky Ladd. He did finish strongly at the coast on Magic Millions Day to just miss out on beating Chapter and Verse. He really ran at him late. And then this time in, he's had four races in superior competition to this, I feel. Last start, he was fifth behind Smart Edge, only beaten a little over two lengths. And I just think he's got to handle the ground. If he does, gets to the outside, he can finish strongly. One Apollo Boone, a little bit hit and miss this fellow, but I think he's well handicapped here with the claim. He has won 12 of 44, and he has won on heavy. Number three, Power Line, Chris Lees as runner. And then number eight, Lucky Prospector. 7, 1, 3, and 8.
7, 1, 3, and 8 in race seven. Race eight, the class six over the 11.10. And Ditmas here, number seven, is the mover this morning. 2.70 to 2.40 already in the last hour, number seven. Herschel's number six at 4.80. And Mogador goes around for Gillian Heinrich. It's at $6.
Is there any money at all for number eight here, Argentor, Andrew?
No, look, it's gone $6, $6.50, and now $7, number eight.
All right, formerly from Sydney, now with Stephen O'Day. An interesting runner here. We're talking about Herschel's. Dippers has been well back. Now, they came out of the same race last time. Herschel's won it. That was Eagle Farm on Tiara Day, race one. Herschel's had a lovely trail, got through to win. Ditmas was third, but he was obliged to race very wide. And Arwen Nietzsche was close up in six. So they're running against each other here. Look, I don't see why Herschel's can't win again. And I think with Corey Bayliss' claim, she's beautifully handicapped, 52.5, and she will get through the ground okay. Also, I'm concerned about is this Argentor. Now, with this field down to how many runners now? About eight. I think that's good because he's got no early speed. He'll be back last. But if they're coming home strongly on the outside, this fellow can get up and win. He's got a great finale on him, Argentor. Then number seven, Ditmas, who'll be up there for a long way. And number five, Arwen Nietzsche, another on pacer to hold on. Six Herschels on top of eight, seven and five.
Righto. And the Tab Cutis wraps it up for the three-year-olds, the last, and churning number four. 3.80, got to a low of 3.20. Right now it's $3.30 at Tab number four. Five Enterprise Louise is at $5. And number two, Bowl Warrior, $6 to $5.50 in the last half an hour, number two.
Look, this is a terrific race. 14 runners to go to post. It'll be interesting with the track coming to this last race today. Lots of very talented three-year-olds. A lot of the form is out of that Vega 1 race at Eagle Farm a fortnight ago. Second was Enterprise Louise. Third was Churning. Plumaro was seventh, and she'll love the ground today. She's another one that comes right into it now. And ninth was Cyber Attack. But I'm looking at a Wednesday form line, Andrew, through number eight, Red Chase. Always had a high opinion of this fellow. Always felt that he was more than up to Saturday grade. I think he's a bet to nothing each way. Minimum handicap, third up, he'll revel in the ground. Just hoping they ride him cold, ride him where he wants to be, because I've seen them pushing forward in the past. He doesn't have the same reaction, the same finish when they do that. So let's wait to the last and back this each way, number eight, Red Chase. To beat number seven, Yamazaki, she's returned in terrific order. Box seat run when she won at the midweeks at Doomben, and then last start, she was second to Bow Arrow after covering plenty of extra ground. Five Enterprise Louise, sensational sectional figures out of that Vega 1 race, and then Churning number four. And the chances don't end there. Plumaro, Bowl Warrior also in with a hope. But principally, eight each way, 7, 5, and 4.
Yeah, about $8 right now is Red Chase there for Jim Byrne and Desley Forster in the last. What have you found as a standout bet? And look, obviously, we've got to monitor track conditions.
Yeah, and Andrew, because of that, if I was having a bet today, and I will be, I'll be backing this in the last, Race 9, number 8, Red Chase, around about $8. We can bet each way, and I'm sure he's going to give us a really good run for our money. So we'll label him as a good bet each way. Race 9, Doomba, number 8.
Mate, we'll monitor the weather. A soft 7 is where it is at Doomba at the moment. Thanks a lot, Maxie.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Doomben. Tasman Fighters present a super night of boxing Saturday, July 27. There's the Aussies and the Kiwis doing battle with three regional titles up for grabs. But I guess everyone wants to see the star-studded undercard, including the professional debut of Rabideau Luke Burgess taking on former Rabideau Bo Champion, and in the Battle of the Bunnies. And as Glenn Munsey told us earlier, there's going to be, I think Bo's going to build or do some work around Luke's house in the future. So it'll be very interesting. It all happens at the Big Top Luna Park Saturday, July 27. Tickets are on sale now. You can go to BigTopSydney.com, BigTopSydney.com for details around the big fight night for Tasman Fighters, Saturday night, July 27. And Gary Harley, oh, I reckon people will be going to see that Rabideau's fight, mate.
Yeah, no doubt about that. One of the Burgess brothers, as you said, Luke, and Bo Champion, who was a good player himself for the Rabideaus. Yeah, very interesting. People love a good fight night, Andrew.
Yeah, they do. They do. under the Big Top. Hey,
yeah,
talking. Yeah, it'll go right off. Hey, what about today? This is one of the big winter meetings at Newcastle, Pink Ladies Race Day.
Yeah, they get a big crowd today. They're one of their biggest crowds of the year, actually. They expect about, you know, 2,500, 3,000. When I say that, one of their biggest Saturday crowds. Yeah, mate, it's been a special day on the calendar for the Newcastle Jockey Club. They get a great response. Clubs New South Wales also are involved with the sponsorship, and all the leading clubs around Newcastle and Lake Macquarie are represented. They'll have tables in one of the function areas. There's a lot of people booked in, a couple of thousand, I think, for today. So, and to go with it, Andrew, the program's very, very good, very strong, and some open races there today. I don't know whether if I've tipped a favourite, I've only tipped one or two.
All right, well, let's help our listeners. In the first, Super Pins, number one, is now $2.30 and firm favourite over 5 Skillet at $3.20.
I think there's 4 chances. I'm with Super Pins. Had a quick word to Mark Newnham when I was at Hawkesbury Thursday. He said he'll win. He's very confident. The horse is a New Zealand bred by Pins, and he has been placed on a soft track. He's bred to be a dead-set swimmer. He's had 2 runs. And I've got to say, Andrew, slightly disappointing. Started $1.75 on debut at Gosford. Got beat 3, was running midfield. Went to Kemmelery's only other run. Started $1.75 again. Missed the kick. Got a split at the 250. Chased okay, but he got beat 2.3. I think the 1400 is the big thing with him. Today. He went 1000, then 1200, now 1400. Mitchell Bell will ride him. I got him on top, but only just. James Cummings has got 4 runners today, and they've all got very good chances. Midair is the first one. Number 3, its form's okay. Last start, it was wide no cover from the 800 at Hawkesbury. Got beat about a length and a half there by Blazing, who goes well. Run second first after a barrier trial at Hawkesbury. Prior to that, third pick, number 5, Skillet, had 2/3 this time in. One of them was at Newcastle last start, got badly crowded at the start, wanted to go a bit hard, and then when it got clear, it ran on okay. And number 7, Sundance, nothing went right at all for it. On debut, a Triple Crown horse with Peter Snowden, its debut run was here. 1.357.
Race number 2, a benchmark 70. Purton here for Cody Morgan. It's the favourite. It's been 280 to 230 this morning, number 5. Too Fast Tycoon at 460. And Archie Barber, number 4, at 550.
I'll give Archie Barber a really good each-way chance here. It's won 2 races on soft tracks. Grant Marshall trains it out at Madawi. That's in the Port Stevens area. Went to Port Macquarie 2 runs back, and it won well up there. And then it comes to Newcastle in a very, very strong race. stronger race than this. Think Free won it. Chris Lee's won it. Invicta runs second. This horse got me just over two lengths. He was running third, three wide, no cover. Shared the lead straightening. And he was only run down late by two horses who'd have no trouble winning this race. Most of the horses in this race are trained in the country because the conditions, you don't have to be a country trainer, but you've got to have so many starts, I think, in the country. So most of these are country trained horses. Archie Barber on top. Burton was with Brad Widder, now with Cody Morgan. Went very, very well when it won at Crindai the other day. Stole a break on the turn. Bit better field today, however. Six Smooch, Scratch Yesty, running today. One will at Wellington. Led three wide, no cover when it won at Wellington. And number one, Boodaroo Knight. 4-5-6-1.
Cody was one of our guests way back on Tuesday. Gary out on the country roads for Racing HQ. And again, thanks to all the participants that took part, just to remind all of our city slickers just how dry it is in areas. And, you know, Cody was one of those, and then we headed out further. But we thank them all for being a part of those shows last week or this week just gone. Race 3, the maiden over 1,200. Atomic Sunrise, number 4, the favourite for the Snowden at 250. Over Arbor Real, number 9, at 420.
I'm going for a bit of value in Money Travels. Warren Gavelock's got this horse up at Coffs Harbour. Now, I'd imagine Warren could have run it at the Grafton Carnival. He would have been able to find a suitable maiden for it. And lately, he's been bringing it down here. After a good spell, it come to Wyong. It was a $10 chance. Missed the kick. He's a very bad beginner, Andrew. That's his big fault. And he made up a ton of ground to run second, beaten less than a length by one of Snowden's horses, North. Then he went to Gosford last start. Coming up three lengths behind him. Was back last, held up in the early straight, and got me to length and a half by Glamour Fox. Now look, he's got the blinkers off today, so he may jump better. He'll want to jump better to beat them. Johnny Grisdale's coming down from Costa Righty. And I think he's terrific each-way value here, Money Travel. Atomic Sunrise by G.F. Carlwell. Trial like a bomb at Ramwick recently. Came from midfield to win, running away. This young lady is an outstanding apprentice, C.J. Graham. I've watched her career from day one. And she's going great guns even before she went to the Snowdens. But they've put the polish on her. And you give her the right horse, she'll get it home. She's got some good rides today. Number 9, Arbor Real's got a terrific chance for Godolphin. It forms good. It run third here behind Margie B, who goes okay. Then it runs second at Wyong to Gerald's horse, Enlighten Me, last start. And number one, Don't Judge Me. Got to play so. Good race, 3-4-9-1.
To race number 4, and Richard and Michael Friedman for Dynamic Syndications have Alone in Bar, number 1, the favourite, at $1.35 over 3, I'm Jacko, at $9. So it's all the rage, number 1.
Funny name, isn't it? Alone in a Bar. And
yes.
His mother's name was I'm Annabar. That's right, it was by Annabar. Her name's I'm Annabar. And they've called this one Alone in a Bar. Dave and Adrian had it, and it had two runs there for one third. Went to the Freedman, cleared deck, and it won a trial via furlong the other day at Hall Street. Young Rachel Hunt rode it, took it to the front, went a little bit keen, but it won by five lengths. It looked really, really good. Very short, but it's not a real strong lot, this 900 maiden, and it looked to have terrific speed. Egan Latham, wow. I think late last week, and for a few days after, he had six rides for six wins.
Yep.
I think he rode a winner at Nowra yesterday. He is absolutely flying. Told me he needs the money because he's getting married in September back in England. But he rides a lot for the Freedmans. Barrier 3, straight to the front, hard to beat. Statue of Freedom led all the way to win a trial nicely. And numbers 4 and 3, best of the others. 111, 4-3.
Yeah, he rode a double there yesterday, Keegan.
Oh,
so
did
he's,
he?
Yeah, no,
yeah,
he rode back to back. Race 5, the 2-year-old maiden Papal Warrior. They jumped out of threes this morning. 2.30 to $1.85 this morning. Number 10, Aquitaine, is at $3.40.
Andrew, this is a red-hot two-year-old mate plate. Two or three of these horses wouldn't be out of place in a Sandy Metro race. Very short paper warrior, and I've tipped a horse that has got terrific potential. What price did you say, number 13?
It's at $11 now because of the move.
$11. Its run was a ripper here the other day. John Cordish owns it. They bred it up on Torryburn. She's a schnitzel filly out of a real good mare of John's, Pixel. Gerald's got her. She come here in an unsuitable 900 first up the other day. The run was a beauty. She got back fourth or fifth, three wide, no cover, and she made up a ton of ground on the straight to get by 1.7. I thought she might have went to a midweek, but they'd come back here. But the big drawback, Andrew, it's a terrible barrier. You draw wide for the 1,200 at Newcastle, you've got the job ahead. But I can't let her go without having something on her at double figures, even though it's a red-hot race. She's going to have to sit wide, obviously. She won't be too far back. But I know Gerald thinks she's crying out for 1,200, and she is one to follow, even if she gets beat today. Paper Warrior, the plunge horse. First up at Canterbury recently, started $1.80. Sat outside the leader, Rule the World, who goes really good. I think it's in town today. Lead at 1.6. Won two trials prior to that. Snowden's have got it. Gibbo's riding it. Doesn't ride that often for the Snowden, but if we remember back, he did win a Ramorny a few years back for Peter, Andrew Gibbon. And number 10, Aquitaine, got very good form. It protested at Canterbury 2 runs back. Never got the verdict, but it was very unlucky. And best of the others, number 12, a red-hot two-year-old. 13, 7, 10 and 12.
Race 6 of Class 1, Moana Jewel, number 2 for Tracy Bartley, $2.90 in favourite. Over 4, Seal a Deal at $3.10. They're the main ones, certainly, the 1 and the 2. In market order, it's 2 over 1.
If he don't make a good stay of Seal the Deal, I'll turn it up. I know the favourite will be very hard to beat. He's going well, but I like this horse. He won on protest the other day at Kemmler. He should have won easy. And he protested against the Godolphin horse, Parveen, and got the verdict. CJ rode him. She's on him again today, CJ Graham. He got a bad check at the 400 there and got held up at Kemmler. Wants a big track, same as Kemmler. He's got it today. Goes to 1,500. He's run well on this track before. Moana Jewel flying. Missed a kick the other day when she ran fifth at